Blog Talk Radio.
America is.
If I can sell you the American dream, I can sell you anything. I got to get out. I'm getting put out of my house. I got to pack up my refrigerator and couch. It's a setup, but the bank wants me out. Or the LAPD will smoke me out. This adjustable rate, it choked me out. They gave me a loan and I had no clout. They gave me a house for me and my spouse. Called my mama and my aunt, y'all should refinance. I let them dance with the devil, dig their own grave and I gave them the shovel. Fuck, my daddy built that house, and when he got drunk he almost killed that house. Is this American dream or the American scheme that got me walking these American streets? It's kinda sad when you have to get a hernia, 'cause you helped your grandmama move furniture. If I could sell you the American dream,
I could sell you anything.
Look at this maggot with a stimulus package. I can give a fuck about a Dow Jones average. What the fuck you do when your paycheck is average? Law-abiding citizen turned into a savage. Got to feed the children, got to feed the habit. Fell into a rabbit hole chasing that rabbit. Now I'm in Wonderland feeling like the son of Sam. I'm at your West Coast branch, gun in hand. I'ma feel like Superman, walk by the teller. Better call a trooper, ma'am. It's the revenge of the lambs, big bad wolf. We sick of these scams, sick of these plans, sick of this dance. Walked into his office, took the nine out my pants. You not a man, you a serpent. Then I pray to God, let the nine get the work.
Get working.
You know I heard they hood driving, your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. You know I heard they hood driving, your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping. Ain't that a bitch? You got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Drug dealer MD, Dr. Feel Good, give you what you need. In California, prescribe that weed, Oxycontin and codeine. Turn your grandmama into a fiend. Acetocide, not a first hit, ain't free. I know you're about to die, but let me see your ID. I know you're about to lie, but can you pay this fee? If you can't pay, then please have a seat. You can't see a doctor, but you can see a priest. We can't save your life till we got some assurance. Your premium is paid at that insurance. I hope you got endurance. They got me on hold and I'm under the influence. Nurse high as a kite, in charge with my life, and everything is lost without Blue Cross. You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. You know I heard they hood robbing your money or your life, and it ain't no stopping them. Ain't that a bitch? When you got to steal from the poor and give to the rich, ain't that a bitch? You got to steal from the poor and give to the rich. Whatever you need, we got it for cheap right here, baby. This America, it ain't gonna cost you nothing but an arm and a leg, maybe one of them motherfucking ears. Don't trip, just put it on your credit card, put it in your baby name.
Let me rehearse this love scene on you, baby, one more time. have no dear, mafia. Paul Rainier is there, and I'm tamed to hear that feeling. Oh no, let's take two, let's take two. We're gonna keep doing this till we get it right, lovely. Have no dear, mafia. Have no. Oh shucks, just forget it. Let's go boogie, baby. Let's boogie. Let's just boogie down, baby.
be, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Softly. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. And hopefully we got all of the nips and necks, that's everything that's trying to prevent us from getting started, cleared out. Tonight's class is on Game Recognizes Games. I got five on it with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. And we
great,
also have
great,
Brother
great.
Brother West with me. Brother West has been with me since the beginning, going through all of the nicks and knacks and problems and everything that we had. Brother West was here. So I want to thank him personally for being with me.
Ain't no
okay,
problem.
Okay, so Game Recognizes Game. I'm sorry, Brother West.
Oh, I'm just saying, no problem there, because I know Eddie changed his phone number. He did send me the phone, his new phone number. I didn't know if you had it or not.
Yeah, she's got it, and I appreciate y'all. And again, that was my bad, because I didn't check anything. And Antoinette and I usually have a routine that we do to confirm, and we didn't do the normal thing. And basically, regardless, we're on now, and that's cool. And as she said, thank you for being in the place that I wasn't in, that space, when the class started.
No problem.
So I appreciate that.
That's what we do. That's what we do, man. We feel
it
with
each
other. That's real brother, man. I'm going to mute myself.
Oh,
this jackass next door, he'll think it's fourth of July, man. So he's like, no shit, but he better aim right, because I got some real shit. I'm going to mute myself, man.
All right. Appreciate it again, Brother Wes. And you come on back in. Yeah. We've got something to add to the class in the mix, and since you started off with fireworks and the celebration, before I even start, forgive me, family, let me bring everybody in, starting off with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, respect, and honor to the family and listening audience for your time and your space, for this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. So it is greatly appreciated as always. So everybody that's out there that has been there, you know, I'm glad you're still with us and you held on to get this part of our show. And as I said, we're really going to get into this game recognized game. And I said five because game is 14, which is the five. So, yes, game recognized game. I got five on it. And game recognized game is an eight. It comes to 62, which is an eight. I got five on it. It's 41, which is a five. Eight and five. For me right away, family, that's what I've been telling us so many times. Eight. We're able, game recognized game, because we're able to connect the dots. Connect, the dot is 53, which is an 8. Game recognized game, 62 is an 8. Dictionary is 35, which is an 8. We the damn dictionary, y'all. And what does the dictionary do? It gives us definitions. Well, damn it, definition is 41, the 5. I got 5 on it. I'm the damn deaf. We the definition if we the dictionary. If you know how to connect the dots, if you recognize the game, we the dictionary, but we keep giving everybody and everything else the power to define the words we use. It's English words, but we still manifest it. Manifest is 32 to 5. We ain't manifesting shit because we're repeating the garbage that they throw in our face. They say, let's throw the shit on the wall and see what sticks, family. And we get into the word, not the number. The word of shit is 24. The number of shit is 24, which is 6. Word is 15, which is 6. When they throw the shit, that's the word that they're throwing on the wall. And they see what sticks. When they see it sticks, it becomes a do loop, a feedback loop. They keep feeding this to us, and we keep repeating it. Example, prime example. How many of us even knew, thought of, or heard of of COVID-19?
I haven't.
And once we heard and they start pushing the shit, that word, COVID-19, it's in our vocabulary now. It's become a part of us. That's the shit. Any new word that they throw in our face that we pick up and we start to manifest, we start to speak it into existence, it gives it life. No such thing as COVID-19. It's a made-up another made-up word. And we not took the shit. We took the bait, and we started pushing it. We got to stop. Brother West started off with celebrating holidays. Damn it, I hope you're celebrating a holiday, but I hope you're celebrating it the right way. Because, again, when we get locked into the word, that's the program. Holiday is 22-4. That's God, y'all. Every damn holiday that they talk about is dealing with God. If you don't deal with God, you deal with truth. Truth is 31. It's still the 4. It's a holiday we're supposed to be talking about, the truth. We're not spreading the truth. That's even when we look at yesterday, it's called Independence Day. Independence is 42. Day is 7. 42 plus 7 is 49. 4 plus 9 is 13 again. God again. See, I can say Independence Day. I see the number. I say Merry Christmas. It's the same damn number, a different word. What if I keep saying? The names change, the number of God, of truth, of real reality stays the same. And because we don't see the number, we keep pushing the word holiday. Fireworks. Damn it, I love the fireworks, but it ain't got shit to do with what they blowing in the sky. Sky is 11. 11 is my mind. Fireworks is 41 to 5. 14 is brain. The fireworks are going off in our damn brain. The synopsis of your brain is exploding with new information, family. And we looking up in the sky at somebody else's mind, somebody else's bull. It's in your own damn mind. It's not in the sky. See, this is how we get pushed into dealing with even celebrations. Comes to 38. All these are celebrations to me by the number. 38 is universe. I celebrate the universe every day when I inhale. Inhale is 2. Universe is 2. That's my damn medicine. Medicine is 2 that I inhale. I don't look at these words the way they put it. They connect me to the numbers. Connect the dots. Game, recognize game. We the damn dictionary. But when we using the words the way they tell, woo, baby, we missing out. See, because when we get on the 4, remember, last week's class was 76, which is 7 plus 6 is 13 to 4. Well, when you add up what we just said, game, recognize game, which is an 8 or 62, still an 8, and 41, which is a 5, 8 plus 5 is 13. It's a 4 again. We still on the 4. So even getting back, which I didn't hit in our last class, dealing with the 67, because Elder Brother Kwame and I got into nice discussions with Sister Antoinette last week. It's real nice. And if I'm not mistaken, Brother Sean Caddy also came on too. Thanks to all the family who contributed to the class last week. But I didn't touch on not understanding prior classes. We were still talking about 76. Because when we talk about artificial intelligence, which is 88, 8 plus 8 is 16, which is a 7. There's your 7. AI is 6. There's your 6. But we only see artificial intelligence by their definition, AI by their definition, their program. Program is also 24, which is 6. AI is a program. But AI by the word 6, program 6, AI 6. We get in the program of what AI means by their definition, not able to connect it to anything. See, that 6, that 7, 6 as they trying to push artificial intelligence, AI, it started directly from us, as we constantly say, heart and soul. Soul is 16, which is 7. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence has no soul. AI 6 is heart, 24. AI doesn't have a heart. That's what I'm on. I ain't on no AI and artificial intelligence. That's my heart and soul. They not part of me. They don't even have, they don't even possess what we possess. But we pushing that paradigm. Understanding 7-6 is in us. RNA is 7. DNA is 6. Don't we have two sides of that strand of DNA? Two-side helix? RNA and DNA, 76, family. Did y'all see that? Are y'all still stuck on the Philadelphia 76ers? 1776, July 4th, celebrated yesterday. Are we into these 76? Instead of saying the whole connect the dots, family. See, biblically, 7-6, they said the word became flesh. Word 15-6, flesh is 25-7. 6-7 or 7-6. See?
Well,
we're supposed to be
this past weekend, including last night, we were on the 5 because
yeah.
It was mass shootings. It was mass shootings.
Yeah.
So we were on the 5. Not the right kind of 5,
see?
But that was the, what did you call it? The mirrored. It mirrored.
Yeah,
no,
mirror is 23. Yeah, well, cool. It's cool because mirror is 23-5. Shoot is 23. We have shootings. But shoot, when you shoot somebody,
five.
That's 23 in itself. So that's a 5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all these things that they do. See, and what we're supposed to do on that, the word became flesh, the RNA, DNA, is a higher vibration. That's what we're supposed to be on, a higher vibration. Higher is 34, the 7. Vibration is 33, the 6. This is divine knowledge. Divine, 25, the 7. Knowledge, 33, the 6. Are your intentions good? Do you have good intentions? Intention 34-7, good 15-6. It's good intentions, fam. This is that 7-6 we supposed to be into. See? So, again, this 7-6, this 13, this 4 that we're supposed to be on, because at the end of the day, it's true. 31 comes to truth. Unregardless, it's your truth. Stop speaking what somebody else gives you to be the truth. You find out your truth and speak it with conviction. Conviction also 34. Your intention should have your conviction in your conversation. Conversation also 34. See, when we speak with our conversation, is the conversation of a higher degree where we're giving the information that activates what needs to be activated? Are we still pushing the same paradigm, the same narrative, using words that they put in everybody's face and we start repeating over and over again? But are we on the right narrative or pushing someone else's? Because for me, if you don't see what you're supposed to see, I'm seeing everything in numbers. That's what I'm supposed to see. But when I see it, I'm supposed to give it away. I relate it. Give is 22, 4. That's God. That's why it's better to give than receive. You giving the truth away. It's not yours to have. It's truth to be shared. This is what we're doing. But again, when we constantly push their narrative, not knowing that the 6, the AI that they're pushing is what we also, or Brother Kwame also, always refer to as Turtle Island. Turtle is 32, family. That's why it's always been saying that it hits us home. It registered. Because that's the key. We don't even recognize the number, not knowing the number behind the word. It's the number that we're attached to. We think it's a word. See, because we all on the four. I don't care how we use the four. You use God. You want to use God, you use real. You use truth. You use spirit, spiritual, better, absolute, obsolete, secret, and more. As I say, Independence Day is four. Christmas or Merry Christmas is four. All of these holidays, New Year, new is 10, year is 13. 10 plus 13, damn it, is 23 again. All these damn, yes, 23. We don't see the five or the four in any of these things we talk. We just say the word, and we believe the words that we have been taught. This is what they mean. Remember, we said the five all the time is English. English is 32. It's the occult, 23. We keep speaking in English occult, thinking we knowing what it means. No. For those who study etymology and find out how these different words change within time, throughout the history of time. Damn it, change is 23 to 5. They change the definition whenever they get ready. Definition is 41 to 5. Shit, we can change any definition. It's the five and the five. Game, recognize game. Five, recognize five. Do we really recognize it? Or we just keep using their words, thinking because we are intent on saying what we think they mean, and we're running with it. For me, it's showing the number that when we say fireworks, you saying goddamn chemtrails and don't even know it by number. Chemtrails is 41. Fireworks is 41. It's the five. Chemicals is 32. The five. Disease, 32. The five. Addiction, 32. Baby, are we starting to wake up and see this? I got five on it, fam.
I hope so.
For all you Christian people out there who looking at me or listening and said, that ain't Christ. Damn it, Jesus Christ is five. What are you talking about? You don't know the number of God or Christ. We're just repeating an English word, not knowing what in the hell we saying. Family, we got to stop this. We say we can fix us. Fix is 14 to 5, damn it. When are we going to learn to fix us to stop being insane? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. For me, it's the damn word. We using these words over and over again, thinking we're going to get a different result. How long we been saying the same shit for over 50 years in my lifetime? Over 50, that's the five. We've been saying the same shit. Yeah. We gonna make it through. We shall overcome. Now, come on, y'all. We've been overcome, but we still using the words the way they done taught us. That's why they taught us it the way they did, to keep us trapped. If we're in the 400 years, well, guess what, family? 400 years is five. And I know a lot of y'all say, whoa, baby, how you get five out of 400 years? Because you didn't add the word years, damn it. Years is 19, which is one. If you got 400 and a one, you got five. 400 years is the five. Y'all didn't just see it. Are you still fussing around with that four? See, we got to see the whole picture. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. They roamed the Mount Sinai for 40 years. Come on, baby. They keep giving you the same thing. They keep changing the name, and the numbers remain the same. And if you don't see the number behind the words, you cannot connect the dot. We keep pushing a paradigm that is not ours and is not conducive to what we're trying to become. Because that's what they've stopped us from, what we are to be or not to be. That is the question.
Yes, it is.
So, yes, family, we got to start really talking about how we fix us and stop talking about what they say. They say is a mindset. So I want people to hear my voice when people are always hollering to me, well, who is they? Damn it, it's a mindset. There is a mindset that you've adapted, that you're pushing. You pushing their mindset. That's why it's what they say. Give me your word, which is your shit. That's why they say your word is bond. Your shit is bond, baby. Your word is bond. But you giving me somebody else's word, or I like to say somebody else's shit, because it ain't yours. I've been hearing the same thing from different people damn near all my life. And they pushing somebody else's paradigm, somebody else's narrative, over and over again. And this is why ain't nothing changed since Martin Luther King, since Malcolm X, since John F. and Bobby Kennedy. All these people who were actually trying to do something, you see where they are. But those who are still alive, who ain't doing shit but pushing the narrative, Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, still here. Giving us a lot of garbage, more garbage. It ain't no reason for us to talk about these Negroes who we know are house Negroes. We know who are the Boulets. See? But we spend too much time on what they say. What damn Donald Trump is doing. I tried to tell people way back when he was president, y'all stop listening to the words and get into the numbers. He's giving you what's going down. It's a code. Code is 14 to 5. That's part of the damn game. If y'all don't see the game in the code, that's the change. We missing it. And this is what's pushing their agenda. We're helping push their agenda. See, they don't have to do it anymore. Once they taught it to us, we perpetuate it. We keep it going. We keep it alive. See, we don't hear coronavirus too much no more, especially after they substituted COVID-19 for coronavirus, gave it another new name. Once people started talking about what we were talking about, that coronavirus is on the back of the Lysol can, and it's been on the back of the Lysol can since Lysol's been invented. All these diseases, the H1N1, as they say, nigger one, Hispanic one, or Hispanic two, H1N2, whatever. See, SCARS, Ebola, all of that is on the back of the 99.9% killing of the bacteria and viruses. Lysol. Guess what, family? Lysol comes the 14, the 5. Said that years ago. Years ago, that kills everything that they done created, basically, to a point where it doesn't affect us. This is why they done jacked the price up to that and probably changed the ingredients to Lysol now, diluting it where it's not as strong as it used to be, because people figured out what they could do, what they could use. See? But, yeah, all of this, family, we have gotten in a path that's the wrong path that we should be dealing with. Like I said, I celebrate every holiday, but I don't celebrate it the way nobody else celebrates, because a holiday to me is a number. It's four. It's true. If I'm not speaking the truth on holiday, but that's why every day is a damn holiday. Every day is truth to me. I don't have to wait to a man-made name, but they still, the names change, but that number truth stays the same, y'all. Truth don't say, I don't care what they call it. Memorial Day, shit, Memorial is 22. Do we stop to think of any of this? Guess what 5 comes to? Yesterday was called a federal holiday. Federal is 28, holiday 22. 28 plus 22 is 50, y'all. Are y'all getting it? Do y'all think this shit? No. No, this ain't no coincidence. How many times we going to keep hearing the 5 that we keep celebrating and not knowing the number of what in the hell we doing? We just doing what somebody put in our face and said, go out and cook, barbecue, explode fireworks in the sky. It ain't got shit to do with you. No, it has everything to do, but you not basically took the physical and material and left the spiritual alone. That's why spiritual is 40. That's the holiday we supposed to be having every day. Spiritual, baby. And that's why each week, your spirit gets weaker. Weak is 13, dealing with strength. The weak is our spirit. Your spirit, 31, is 13 weak. Because during the week, that's where your majority of your concentration is on your job. on what you are being paid to do. That's where it is. That's why we weak as hell, spiritually. Spiritually weak. Because the conversations that we talk about in any of these holidays don't even reflect it, the spirit. It reflects what they told us the celebration is about. Most of these holidays are 4 and 5. Just gave you an example of a few. Figured out, even they done made now a federal holiday. We've been celebrating it for the last 10 years the way we supposed to, Juneteenth. Now they done made it a federal holiday.
Yeah.
See?
Which is for commerce.
It's commercialized now. That's all it is.
Yeah,
see, because we can celebrate things without. Yeah. See, so this is, again, I still got people now asking me about Juneteenth because, again, lazy asses don't want to go look up what's been in our history for over 200 years dealing with Juneteenth. They don't want to do it. They want me to tell them. Well, no, I'm not going to. I'll give you a little bit, just a little bit. Hoping that that would encourage you to go look it up yourself so you can find out. Because it's like anything, family, when most people give you something, you don't honor it, respect it as much as you would if you earned it. If you had to work to earn your money, you ain't going to waste your money. But if somebody gave you money, you'll spend it like it's 40 going north. Shit, I ain't worked for it. It was given to me, so I can give it away. I can spend it away.
Yeah.
But if you had to work to get that shit, you ain't going to spend it like that. You're going to make sure that you use your money for what you have worked for to do for you. See?
Yeah.
So I have to learn to stop giving certain things away. Certain things I give away freely. But other things I got to stop because I've learned. I'm giving too much away when people aren't asking for it. See? And when you're giving stuff away to people don't ask for, they don't want it. Why am I trying to give something to people don't want? So I got to teach myself to pull back, to slow down.
Yeah.
If I got an answer and I see somebody needs an answer, I just can't give it to them freely because, again, they ain't asked for it. That means they ain't working to get it. They ain't working for it. When you asking the questions, you working to get an answer. So when you get it, oh, hey, I've been asking and I finally got an answer that it resonates with me. Now I still got to go and do my research to confirm it. I'm not just going to believe it. Faith, it registers with me, but I know that's for a reason. But now that reason is for me now to go and research it and validate what's been said and what I'm going to say that I believe. See, we hear certain people that we put a lot of value in and a lot of respect in, and we feel that, and it's a lot of people out there, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people out there that does the homework and they do everything. So, no, I don't have to go behind them and actually research things. I don't do it anyway. I just use the numbers, family. That's my gift, and I'm not going to deny it. I claim it wholeheartedly, and y'all know I do. So, again, when I get things from all of y'all, I compose every word into a number. And that shows me where I'm supposed to go. That's how I roll, you know. So all I can do is give this information, and hopefully you can apply it to your life, to use it as you see fit. Because that's how it's going to work for you. Anything works for you is how you see it. What makes sense to you? What's the reality to you that's going to help you if it's beneficial? If it's not, you let it go. But yes, family, this is, we have to really understand that we are the dictionary, and we have allowed another language to define the words that they have taught us that has, again, miseducated, misrepresented everything that they're doing. As we said, if everything they taught us was a lie, why are we still using the damn words the way they taught us? That's where I start off with the word. If everything they taught us, well, I'm starting with every damn word they taught us was a lie. And I'm recognizing the word now by the number, not by their definition. because that gives that word the power to manifest. Manifest 32, definition 41. It's the five. We manifest it because we speak it into existence. That's the power we have. Keep saying we got the power. Yes, the power's in the tongue. Do we know what the number of tongue, what the number of power? No, we just repeat this shit over and over again. I listen to my friend just constantly repeating these phrases and saying these words and not giving any relevance behind any of it other than what they've been programmed to think these words mean. That's a program in and of itself. When are we going to stop? When are we going to stop? We've been saying we get to that point, but we can't do it. Keep using these words the way we've been taught. They mean what they mean. They don't. Nice does not mean what it means in English, and it's called nice. Nice comes from France. But we pronounce it nice. There's that pronunciation of English, the changing of languages or the pronunciation of words, putting that spell on it. But that's why nice comes to 14. But in the French definition of nice, it's ignorant, foolish, and stupid. This is why the saying here in America is nice guys finish what, family?
Last,
because you ignorant, foolish, and stupid if you nice. This is why people use your kindness for weakness. That's why, guess what? Kindness is 31. Weakness is 31, family. We just keep seeing words. We don't see the number behind shit that's being said. Adds up when we see the damn numbers to what's being said. We'll sit back and say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. All these things keep adding up.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to do. We have to change the paradigm. They say this is a paradigm shift. Damn it, shift it. Shifted by what we're saying, the words we say, how we say it. We have to change the paradigm, which means we change the meaning of these English words. Who said we can't do it? They ain't never tell us we can't change the word. We just never change the word. See? No, we can do all of this and more.
Yes,
we can do
calculate
all of this
them
more,
and write it down. Yes.
That's it. See? But we ain't doing it when we constantly pushing everything that they've taught us the way they taught us, and it means what they said it means. If they say, if we say they taught us a lie, then we know what they taught us, what we think it means was a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. And we're still pushing these same words the same way that they've been taught to us, knowing and saying it's a lie, and we still saying it the same way with conviction, like it's the truth. It's real. When are we going to stop? See? When are we going to be part of nature, which means we just become mature? You just change that N of nature and put an M there. Nature and mature are still 25, which is 7. There's that 76 again. We have to become mature. Because in retrospect, we still – go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you trying to say something?
I was just going to say that, you know, by us being here, you know, that's showing that we are and that we are trying to make that move to where we're using the numbers instead
don't give
of the word.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to think that the family is doing anything wrong. No, the family on these lines we on are, yeah, they're here because, again, they do feel it. They are getting this information. See, so they're getting it, and like I said, the only thing that I hope that they start to apply, because, like I said, I see words and numbers and words all the time, every day, all day. But the thing is I don't see all the words because I don't speak all the words in the English language. Y'all speak different words than I speak, but when y'all say the words, I convert them into numbers. That's the vicarious lead that I live through you family when y'all talk to me, when y'all talk about things. I use those particular words that are not in my vocabulary that now become a part of my vocabulary, and especially if it's 4 or 5, metaphysics. If those two numbers show up, oh, that's I won't forget it.
Yeah.
And this is why all these fives stay on me, because, again, Eddie, like y'all know, it's 23, it's the 5. That's me. I've claimed it. I claimed it by my name. I claimed it by my birth, knowing the day that you were born on. All those, every day of the week has a number. We just say, I was born on a Monday. I was born a, ain't thought about nothing else but a Monday or a Sunday or a Tuesday or Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday. Don't even know what planet represents the day you was born on. All of that has a lot of value, but because we don't see as above, so below, which is metaphysics, which is God in Christ, which is no more than the alphabet family. It's the blueprint to everything I'm talking about. The same number 9. When we talk about metaphysics, as above, so below, God in Christ, all these things happening, that's your lane. That's your square. But what do you have to give other than what you've been taught by the system? System is also 9. See? And here's one for Brother Kwame and Brother X that still uses the words the way that they have put them in our face, called white supremacy. Ooh, family. Are y'all looking at the numbers of that shit? Are y'all just, you know, still using that the same way that Dr. Frances Quells Wesley did? Wesley did. I mean, come on. I mean, she did it. Everybody did it. But again, we're still using and giving them validation when they have none. Because guess what, family? White supremacy comes to 59. 5 plus 9, 14. 1 plus 4 is 5. You ain't got no damn 5 on me using white supremacy. I see what you're doing. And
right.
We can't connect the dots. Because when we see white supremacy, guess what? Those same numbers as white supremacy come up to the Hegelian dialect. Hegelian is 32, dialect is 27. 32 plus 27 is 59. Again, 5 plus 9, 14 to 5.
Mm.
Guess what, family? White supremacy, the Hegelian dialect, they threw right in religion. Jesus Christ comes to 59. Jesus 27, Christ 32. The Hegelian dialect, white supremacy. Well, how did you get that? Well, why do you think they made Jesus Christ white, damn it? He's not white. That's part of the Hegelian dialect. That's part of white supremacy, to put in your mind that Christ is white. Whitewashing him with white supremacy.
Yes.
White supremacy is Jesus Christ. As most of you know, that is not his name. Why do you think they named him Jesus Christ? Zeus. Zeus and Jesus, the same number. Don't get it twisted. See? So again, we connect the dots when you see the numbers of the words that's being given. You can connect it with all of history. See, they ain't do nothing but change the words. The number throughout history remain the same, 5 and 4. July 4th, 1776, comes to a 5. Way back then, family, this shit ain't changed. The names keep changing. They updated July 4th, 1776, to give us 9/11/2001. 9/11/2001 is a 5. See, when we constantly talking about the Georgia Guidestones, it's a 5. It's all under the banner of Freemason. Freemason is 32, the 5.
Hey, you know the
date
of anniversary?
Hey,
the
date
of the anniversary
of
Georgia Guidestone falling down, man.
7/6.
One year anniversary.
There you go.
Oh, really? Wow.
See?
I didn't even realize it's been a year.
Yeah, this is my
see,
fast.
I
call,
hey,
go,
I
go past.
I call them demons, not the white supremacists. I call these ass, they the artificial unintelligence, man. They the artificial unintelligence, man.
Oh, yeah. See, and that's basically, again, what they're collecting is data. Data. Potato, potato. But, yeah, they're collecting data to the max every time we're on the phone, regardless if we're talking, texting, emailing, whatever we're doing, looking at videos, all of it's recorded. All of it's on data. See, because these phones, instead of saying cell phone, phones are 23, the five, which is a mini computer, 32, the five. And it's made to collect data, 13. They're constantly collecting data. So regardless of what we're looking at, be it video, be it Google, whatever. This is why when you're looking at a video, they'll pull up related videos after you finish watching one. They put another related video because they have your algorithms, which is 42 to 6. Algorithms is no more than your words that you've been putting down. Word is 6. Algorithm is 6. When I see algorithm, I don't look at their definition on what the fuck they're saying. No, it's the 6 by number. So I connect the other words with 6. Knowledge is 6. History is 6. History is 6. Program is 6. History is a program. We program now by a word of history to repeat history. That's a program. See? When we start talking, people start talking to me about Kim and that's still somebody else's shit. I don't care. Give me the number, damn it, so I can see what I'm supposed to see. But you know, gave me the word so I can figure the number out. But you still telling me somebody else who gave you somebody else's rendition of what Kemet was. The history of Kemet. Kush. Everybody wants to give me all of these African names that have been Americanized because you're not speaking an African language talking to me. You speak in English. Giving me an English term of a word from Africa that's been turned into English. Come on, family. And then people want to fuss with me about some shit that they think is real of what they've been to. There you go. That's somebody gonna put it in a book and say it this, and you know went along with it, whoever it is. And you pushing they stuff, now calling it Kemet, now calling it Kush, now calling whatever somebody else gonna told that you believe. For me, like I said, it's the number that gets me straight. Because then nobody gave me this shit. The Creator gave it to me. So I'm able to see it the way I'm supposed to see it, not the way anybody else gives it to me. Nobody. Everybody can say it their way. You're still giving me a number, not seeing the number, and that's what gets me. Nobody sees the number behind the words they say, and they saying words constantly, and they still not trying to find the damn number. They happy with the word they saying, and they believe it. As Stevie said, when you believe in things you don't understand, you're going to suffer. How long we been suffering, family? How long have we been suffering?
Too long. For too long.
Thank you. As a black people, how long have we been damn suffering talking about we going to come out of something we've been put in that we keep regurgitating, thinking we're going to come out of the stuff we keep pushing out there in front of us? We putting the spells on ourselves. That's why spells is 24 to 6. It's the shit, 24. It's the program, 24. It's the rules, 24. And they tell you the shit, the spells, the program. Rules are meant to be broken, damn it, and we ain't breaking these spells, these rules, these programs. The word, we ain't breaking it. We regurgitating it. Stop, fam. Stop it. Stop. Mm-mm. It's over. We keep saying it's over, but they still got us when we still repeating the same damn thing the same way, expecting a different result with the word usage, the way we using these words. We're not using these words with another meaning behind the words we use. We're using them the way we've been taught. These words mean this or they mean that.
Yes, sir.
That's
and
the
we've
diet
been programmed
we
for all this killing, man. Hey, we've been programmed for all this shooting and killing, man. Okay, just go back to our lifetime. You already said it.
It's
when they
all
shot Becca Evers, JFK. When I see JFK get through to the dome, that program must keep for killing and shooting, man. So this shit ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah, all of it's
we've been programmed for this shit, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It ain't, like I said, it ain't going to stop till we stop it. See? And again, we can't stop it when we are part of it, when we are participants in our own demise. We out here buying all these damn fireworks and,
yep,
and exploding these chemtrails of fireworks in the air that we're breathing in. We just got out of, and it's still in certain places because it was here again today in the Midwest with the air quality alert, dealing with the air, even though the smoke rendition of the so-called Canadian fires has diminished somewhat. We still getting air quality alerts here in the Midwest.
Yeah, we still getting
air
quality
alerts.
Yes,
the dude in Canada called Drive on show yesterday. Said they ain't got no fire, no smoke in Canada, man. That's what dude said yesterday. He ain't Canada. Gave us a play-by-play.
He said what?
There's no fires and no smoke, none of that shit in Canada, man. Go
oh,
back,
yeah,
pull
this is what I'm saying.
Bones yesterday.
Yeah, that was the point I was making. That's why I said the so-called fires, the Canadian fires, so-called. See, because ain't none of us there. Ain't none of us
right
up in Canada. And like I said, it might be fires, but who's to say how much and how much has gotten this, where it's spreading, it has spread from the northeast all the way over to the west coast. California,
yep,
is getting this so-called smoke. How in the hell is it traveling this far with this much intensity of smoke? My thing is, what in the hell are they putting in the air? And they're using these Canadian fires to say that this is smoke, but it's chemtrails and other chemicals within this smoke that they have now embedded in the air. Because now they're telling you that a new strain of whatever virus is going to hit the elders this coming fall and winter. That a new strain of vaccines has got to be present for what's getting ready to happen now. Well, how do you know it's going to happen other than you basically put it out there? You put all this shit in there.
Yeah.
You did it so that you already know what the seniors who are very weak with their respiratory systems now will inhale this shit, and this is going to come up. See? So, no, they putting it, and then they put it, like I said, they throw the shit on the wall, which means they put it in your mind. They tell you you got something, or they tell you you this, that. You know, you go to the doctor, and they tell you you going to die. You start thinking you going to die. Because the doctor said it, because Dr. being 23 has authority. Authority is 41. So anybody with authority, you give that, you give all your real understanding to that. They're putting your best health at interest. No, they're not.
Right.
You know, because
see, that's
again,
what I do. Hey. What I do, what you say about words, people talking, what I do, I ain't arguing with nobody. I use the art of walk. I let people pimp slap their own self with their own words, man. Okay?
Most
people pimp slap their own self with their own words. This shit is beautiful.
Oh, yes, man. This is how I identify people. I don't say nothing. I let people tell on themselves, man. You know,
yes,
once
sir,
a person open their mouth.
Yeah, I try to
they
be like that wise
back
old bird. What's the wise old bird? What'd he say? The less he spoke, the more he heard. I'm trying to be like the wise old bird, man. Get
that's
funny,
the
man.
Owl,
let people
they call
slap their own self. They
that's
slap
it
their own self with their words.
I got a little joke I came up with today just to break the monotony right quick, family. Hopefully you enjoy it, and it's no more than understanding that we are, like Wesley said, we're wordsmith. We're learning now that we're real wordsmith. But back in the day, I was also a blacksmith. I used to shoe horses back in the day, back in Florida. But an elephant escaped from the damn circus, and I actually shooed the elephant, y'all. I was able to shoot the elephant. The elephant came to the shop. And I got a big ass broom, and I shooed his ass away. Shoo! Get out of here, shoo, elephant, shoo.
Oh, shoo.
And I shooed the elephant. I shooed him away. But yeah, that's just a little joke on dealing with shooing horses and everything. And I just shoo so much, I ran right out the room. My cat thought I was shooing her, and she jumped out of here and ran. But yeah, fam. Yeah, but that was just a little joke to break the monotony a little bit, you know, because, again, we saw it's supposed to be giving this in a loving manner. That's why love is 14.
Yes,
that's why love trumps all. Five, when you put five on it, baby, five will trump all of this stuff, see? And they know this.
It's supposed to be alive. And I don't know if y'all touched it about that so-called submarine went down the Titanic, and that reminded me of what they say O'Shea didn't never get fucked up on the Titanic, did it? But I kept wondering why all these damn rich fools went down to the Titanic. You know why? Because most of them, their relative was on the Titanic, man. Four of them, five people.
Yeah.
They went to see where their family member died, man. That's why they went down there. Because most of them were their relatives, man.
Yep, and all of it was behind Rockefeller. Rockefeller and...
Yeah, that's Rockefeller land, the new Foul land.
Yep.
Because all the people on the Titanic was against the Federal Reserve, man. So this stuff is fun, man. Like that movie said, they throwing everything out there. What everything, everywhere, all at once, man. Just got to know how to ride this shit, man. But I do myself. It's fun, man, to see this stuff. Not to get caught
and
hemmed up.
And
like I said, the five is also called, five is called reveal, family, and everything has to be revealed before you have what's called your judgment day. See?
We all in the day of judgment. We in the day of judgment right now. We had to make that judgment to take that shot or not, okay? If you take that shot, that's your judgment. You can't blame nobody but your own self. That's the judgment right there between your left ear and your right ear. That's the judgment seat. Like
that's
you said,
it,
right
babe.
In the kingdom. Right in the kingdom.
That's why kingdom is 33, family. I mean, I'm sorry, 23, which is 5. Heaven is 23, which is 5. That's your brain, 14, which is 5. Your thought, 41, which is 5. That's where it all starts from, the kingdom. It's not nothing up in the sky. That's why sky is 11. Sky ain't got nothing to do with your kingdom. It ain't nothing to do with your heaven. It got you looking for something that's right in your head. That's the farthest place you need to look, right there in your head, see? So, yeah, when Brother Kwame talks about Turtle Island, when he say island, I say planet. This is the turtle planet because planet and island is the same number, see? And understanding that you, everybody on the line, is a planet.
Yeah.
We are planets walking on the planet, see? Because planet is 19, which is 1. You are 1, 10. Self is 19. Know yourself, family. You are the planet. They playing
you
with
you
with words. Yeah. They got us mesmerized using words, not knowing the real meaning or not knowing how to connect the words to the truth.
Yep.
And that's why, at the end of the day, that poor God, real, better, secret, truth. It's the truth. All of it's the four. It's going to set you free. That's the second coming. The second coming is truth, family. We looking for Jesus Christ and all that. That's cool. But Christ, again, is five. Jesus Christ is five. Five is human beings. We are the Christ. He was the example of what we could all be. Anything he could do, we could do.
Yes,
we still looking
on already walking on water.
Him
we already learned how
to do
walk on
what
water.
We can do. Man, yes, like I said, you can dance underwater and not get wet. You can dance underwater like you can walk on water. You can dance underwater and not get wet, family. But where does your mind go when you say dance underwater? We don't know this is a planet of water. This is a water planet. So we already, it's called molecules, baby. You can't even see the water molecules. basically go through the three stages of water. We don't see water when it goes through its evaporation, because we don't see the evaporation. We don't see the condensation when it turns back into the droplets. All we see is the precipitation when it comes back down in rain. See, family, we are all these things because we are the water. Water is 22, the four, the God, the truth, what's real. Can't live without it. Water. Take me to the water. That's spiritual, baby. See, so that's what we are getting back to. All of this, these holidays and these days that they give names to, we never think about the number, only the name and what they tell us Veteran Day stands for, Memorial Day stands for, Labor Day stands for, Columbus Day stands for. See, all of these federal holidays that are by number of the word, we get into nothing. We try to equate and evaluate, which is 32, evaluate, the words.
Yep, and all these Negroes want to do when they say holidays. All they want to do is party and barbecue and bullshit. All they got to do is tell them the date, and that's what they do, man. It's a shame to see our people, man. Ain't nothing to be partying bullshit about, man. We on the wall, man. This ain't no party bullshit time, man. All this, when they had that, what that, June 19th, that's all you see these Negroes march down the street, buck ass and shit, man. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Like I say, they throw it in our face. Like I said, why? And you know it's a fake when we got to wait for the system to say it's a federal holiday and we celebrate our so-called Independence Day, because that's the way they have phrased it now. Juneteenth is our Independence Day. Get out of here.
Now look at what they're talking about. Let's set the word, a free slave. How a slave going to be free? You're a free slave. What the fuck? What the hell is that, man? You're a slave. What the fuck, man? These dumb niggas. Emancipation don't mean they just change the slave around another form of slavery, man. How you going to be a free slave? What the hell is that, man?
I don't know, but then also, you know what we have to keep in mind? I'm sorry, Brother Eddie.
No, you go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
We have to keep in mind that the 14th Amendment can be changed. They can change all the amendments. So what are we going
That's
to stand
the key.
For?
Hey, after that, y'all just see that last week when they changed the so-called or the affirmative action. They just changed that shit. See, what that dude Clarence Thomas, he was mad with a lot of black women. All the black women had to do is give him some fat back in collard greens. He would have been all right, man. But none of them sisters, they wanted to give no fat back in collard greens, man. Now the brother ruined.
Well, I mean, but what I'm saying is we could be put back into slavery, taking away that amendment.
Well,
or
that's
the
key to that, to me, Sister Antoinette, is what you just said, though, is the number, not them trying to change the words. The words, I don't give a fuck about their words. That's what I'm saying. They not told you the number, what freed you. The 13th Amendment. Fuck what they saying. Fuck the rest of what's behind.
Yep.
They gave you your number. 13, God, y'all. That's who we are.
That's
God. We real. We spiritual. They not told you that's what freed you. You're spiritual, not they damn words. They words are still keeping you enslaved because that's what we keep complaining about. Then they gave you the 13th Amendment. I mean, the 14th to ratify the 13th. 13, 14, metaphysics. Those two numbers are metaphysics. Those two numbers are God and Christ. Those two numbers is alphabet. Those two numbers are as above, so below. Fellowship and worship.
Yep.
All those, come on. It's the number. We keep getting into the word. They can change the word. Who give a fuck about their words? That's the program. We worried about their words. It's the number, family. I'm telling you, that's the key. The number behind all this shit, because even if they change the shit, the number's going to remain the same, and what they not change. And we don't even know that because we won't find the number out to the words that they not change. We just repeating the words. That's the key behind all of it. They gave us our number. They didn't lie. They lie with the word, but the number don't lie. That's why they say numbers don't lie, y'all. They said the 13th and 14th Amendment. Bang, that's it. The hell with the words behind 13 and 14. You done gave me my numbers. I know who I am now. That's the key that they always said. We don't know who we are. Everybody they done called you Negro, nigga, black, coon. Yeah. They can give you every name in the book. And you still don't know who you are because you don't even know your number behind what they done said and referred to you. You don't even know how to see God in the numbers they done called you. We don't see it. We only see the definition of the word.
Yeah, I saw a movie called Immortals, man, where these people had superpowers like us, man. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they tricked the people like us, the immortals, with all the superpowers to do what? Fight against each other, man. They had the immortals fighting against each other, man. And, instead of going against the enemy. That's right where we at now, man.
That's it. That's it. We sit back, bicker, and argue with each other over nonsense. And like us, they sitting back in the cut laughing, just like when they throw some shit on the wall, another word on the wall, whether it be narrative, COVID-19. They got a commercial on now. I can't think of the name. I think it's called Prilovix, new drug that you take if you think you got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, they trying to relate the damn word to the so-called the disease. But again, it's a new – how many new damn drugs do we get that they advertise of a new name? Every time we turn around, we got a new drug out. It's a new name. And we start giving these damn names life to these new damn drugs of pills that's getting ready to kill us with all of these 20, 30 side effects – trying to cure or trying to treat, because they ain't trying to cure shit. Trying to treat one thing, and they turn around and they give all this to us. No. And we accept it. We got to stop accepting everything that everybody tells us because it's not good for us.
Yep.
This is why we fight
each
other. We arguing with each other.
Over damn hot dog. Look at that thing in Chicago last week. Over damn hot dog, man. Come on, man.
What happened in Chicago?
Well,
did I miss?
A dude was arguing over hot dog. Over hot dog, man.
I missed that.
Over hot dog, man, in Chicago. Dude is lady arguing over hot dog. So, dude, when he hit the lady, he say, don't say no more, nothing to me. And somebody say, don't say nothing no more. I'll be quiet, man. I leave. If I say, hey, look, don't talk to me. I don't feel like talking. Okay, then, hey, I respect that, man. If somebody tell me that, I quit talking. If somebody say, I don't want to talk, right? I talked with her. The lady kept running her mouth, man. And dude say, ma'am, please don't say nothing to me no more. And so he
the lady that called her son?
Yeah, Kalisha Hood. Look at her name, Kalisha Hood, man.
And she called her son, and the son came up there and shot him or something, right? Okay, I heard that. I did hear that. Right. Okay, I didn't know what it was over, man. That's dumb as hell, man. That's crazy.
That is.
That is crazy. Over a damn hot dog. but like you said.
They don't go back to the chemicals that they're spraying.
You were saying that last weekend, I was asking due to what they're spraying.
I mean, when you look at the mass shootings that happened this weekend, I put some links in the description. But I mean, we even had one here in Delaware. You know, that's why I said in Philadelphia. I mean, it's. Yeah, I don't know where it didn't happen at, but I know like 3 or 4 major ones, ones that mainstream media put out that I was able to see, but from Texas and, Maryland, Baltimore had one. Then we had one here in Delaware.
One in Philadelphia.
Yes, in Philly. Yeah, that one was really bad. Yeah, I put the make in there for that.
Somebody start shooting, man. You somebody just walk in the hood and start shooting. Nobody got no Draco defending themselves. Them niggas in Philadelphia, all of them got big talk, big Willie style. And then let somebody walk in the hood and shoot everybody. Nobody do nothing, man. So I ain't got no respect for the people in Philadelphia.
They called him.
He should have been dead.
Yeah, they called him.
You let somebody come in my neighborhood, hey, I'm going to give his ass some do better medicine, man. Ain't nobody going to walk down my street and go busting, man. Hell no. These niggas talk like they called him what? They could have called his ass and sent him to the funeral home, man. You can't walk in nobody out down the street and start busting. Nobody do nothing, man. So the niggas in Philadelphia, they do all that talking and whooping, Big Willie style, and they ain't do nothing, man. They ain't got no respect for them cats in Philly no more, man. That's what I'm talking about, Eddie, when people take their words and flip-flap their own self. Okay, I listen to every station around the country I can, man. And they get on the radio all that whooping, big Willie style, like they'll tap concrete, man. They'll tap concrete. They'll kill the devil. And the devil showed up there, and they do nothing, man. So they garbage in Philly.
Yeah, that's it. Well, like you said, you let people talk themselves into their own little trap, because again, that's how I identify people with what they say. I ain't got to say a word; just let them talk. And this is why I tell most people, don't lie to me. You know, regardless if you know what you're saying, if you know what you're saying, you know if you're lying or not. But for me, I'm listening to the number of the words, and by that, I know if you're lying. That's something that's been given to me these last few years. I've been developing my craft. This is a craft. It's an art. Craft is 22. Art is 13. They call it witchcraft. You know? No, this is no more than my gift. Gift is witch to them. I ain't no damn witch. I have a gift. We all got one. See? And that's
well,
all you do.
Well, witch is a
choice.
Hey, witch is a choice.
Yeah, which
witch
is witch?
Witchcraft.
Yeah, which is witch?
Witchcraft. Yeah, witchcraft you going to use, bro?
Yeah, you know, so again, like I said, if you can listen to a person and a person will tell you, you know, just how much they know by what they say, you know. And again, like I said, a person ain't even got to say something. It's just a lack of communications or communications when a person does not give you a response. Just like a lot of people will call me or text me and tell me that such and such made them mad because they text them and they didn't respond. Damn it, they did respond. When they didn't respond, that's a response. Damn it, don't you get it? If they don't text you back, that's a damn response. They letting you know something right there. So what you tripping on? You know, y'all going bent out of shape and all this other crap? Damn. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to text. You know, whatever. You know, so.
Controller, man. Can't let nobody control you.
That's
who make you mad, control you. That's why you said the right
that's
word, response. That's still a response. But when somebody go to react it, you know they got their ass, they stupid. They done been flipped. You don't never want to react to nothing. You respond.
Well, see, that's the key to even understanding emotions. See, emotions is 29. Reaction is 29. Problem is 20. Trouble is 29. It's all the two. And that's what people believe. Believe is 2, 29. Illusion, 29. See, a lot of people are in the belief of an illusion that's deal with emotions that bring on a reaction that gets them in trouble. It's all the two, baby. They breathe
that's
in this
right.
shit
and
in.
And the first three letters of illusion is what? Ill. That means somebody.
It's ill, man. It's ill. It's
right,
ill.
Man.
They ill. See?
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, like I said, when we see these numbers behind the words and see how to connect them and see what they're giving to us, because the same thing I always say, what I'm getting from the numbers, by knowing the numbers, another person, Brother Wes, Sister Antoinette, you'll get something totally different. Even with the same numbers, because you use a different group of words with the same numbers. You'll see a different path that these words and numbers are leading you down. See? That's
yeah.
the beauty behind this. So you would be able to give me something I didn't see, because now you're seeing numbers and words, and you're seeing something different in the numbers that you're getting behind the words being used. That's the beauty. That's
yeah.
how we break this shit that I'm seeing. We break all this, because there's ain't nothing that they taught us. We teaching each other this. We showing
yeah.
each other how
Which
to use this
system.
Shit. See?
Yeah.
And they don't even show this in any universities or colleges, institutions that they teach at dealing with numerology. They ain't going to teach this. Because too much towards the correct, and they got us running away from it because it's dealing with the occult. Well, that's what they came up with anyway. So, yeah, I'm dealing with the occult. It's hidden. Damn it, yes, it's hidden. That's all the occult means is it's hidden in plain sight, damn it. And I'm constantly saying that. It's hidden, y'all.
The occult is just nothing but unknown is by their definition.
That's it. That's it. See? So now it's known to us. We seeing what's been unknown
yeah.
is being known. It's being revealed. Because
yeah.
we're in the age of Aquarius, which is the time of revealing.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be revealed before, again, Judgment Day. We're being judged, but we have to be revealed what we did wrong and what we're being judged about. So all of this is part of the revealing that's happening right now. All this stuff is coming to the limelight. Everybody's got a little part, a little piece that they're able to relate that we can put with what we got to enhance where we are. That's all we're doing. We're enhancing what an individual have. You ain't taking nothing from nobody. You giving them something that they could use to basically develop what they already have, increase, amplify what they already have. That's what we doing. See, and that's all you take it. You don't, like I said, I want people to doubt me, but please give me the benefit of the doubt, which means you're going to look this shit up. You're going to research it. And it's easy for me because all you're doing is looking up the number and the words. See, you ain't got to go too far for me to go through a whole bunch of people research. You get this chart and you research and you can find out for yourself. And in the course of researching these numbers and words, you're going to see some words with numbers that you didn't even recognize. Because I still, every day, I don't go past a day without finding another new word with five or four in it that was right in front of me. I didn't see it. I can be watching television, which I was, and I heard somebody give a 2 weeks notice. And we've always heard of giving a 2 weeks notice when you're getting ready to leave your job. Well, I didn't
yeah.
know that 2 weeks notice is a five.
Oh, wow.
And 2 weeks notice, and when you look at 2 weeks notice, that's 2 weeks. That's 14 days. That's
yes,
a five.
Yes, it is.
So I'm like, damn. What? It, like I said, it's hidden in plain. It's so much that we say out of these words
yes.
and pray, and we don't know the number behind, so we can't connect anything. And that's what I be trying to relate. This is how we connect all this, and you see more than you saw before because you're able to connect it with other words with that number that you use. I use a certain group of words. Everybody has their own group of words that they use in their everyday life, their jobs, their school, whatever they do. Once you start applying these numbers to them, you're going to see stuff you didn't never saw before. Stuff
yes,
I ain't even told you before.
I'm sorry. Let me remind everyone, if you go to MartyLeaves.com, you'll be able to get the calculator so that you'll be able to learn to master these words yourself.
Yes, you'll be able to get the code. Marty Leaves, Pi the English language. So, yes, it's not the regular 26-letter alphabets the way we go through 1 through 9. Like I said, that's... For me, that's not the metaphysical form. That's why even metaphysics adds up with this particular gematria code. You know, everything I'm saying adds up. The other way that
yep.
they use with the 20, it wouldn't add up. That's why when people that use the other way that I be talking, they're like, man, that don't add up. Well, you're using this way. Let me give you my code that I use, and you see that everything I say adds up. Because I always say, if it don't add up, your brother Eddie don't shut up. I will shut up if it don't add up. But when it adds up, I'm like, oh, I can't shut up. I got to relate this. I was given and shown this for a reason to relate it to my people so that they could see things that they didn't see before. You know, because that's the beauty. I see things that I see so many things that I normally wouldn't see. And like I said, that's what watching television. And I love even watching television and going back and looking at all of the old things. Today I actually watched an old movie that most of y'all have heard called Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I saw it. I was like, let me look at this and see what I missed from back in the day. And we all remember those tones that they had in Close Encounters. That's five tones, y'all. Did we ever think of that? Five tones with five different colors, baby. They had the colors flashing with that. I'm like, look at this. And back then, like I said, I wasn't into this, so I didn't see it. And even when they showed the Devil's Mountain that they went to in Wyoming, the geographical location was 5117. Oh, damn. That's 14, y'all? 5117? I was like, wow. I never saw none, but I wasn't into the numbers then. So it makes me go back and look at a lot of these old movies that we saw that
show you everything.
These things are in that we did not pay attention. Well, I didn't, nor numbers, because I know a lot of the family, y'all wouldn't see it because y'all not into the numbers like that. But I'm seeing stuff now that I didn't see way back then. I'm like, damn, they've been... But like I said, the names change. The numbers remain the same. These same numbers in all these movies I've been going through, I keep seeing 4 and 5, 4 and 5. I see house numbers, 121, 103, you know, cabs that they're being, 301 cab, or a damn fire engine that will have 112. You know, you keep seeing the same numbers on all these things. It's like, no, something's to this. And that's when I start seeing, I'm like, okay, this is showing me something. It's telling me something. Go ahead, Wes.
Let's cut you out. Check out this old show called One Step Beyond, man. One Step Beyond.
Yes, that's another old one too, man. That's another old one that I love, One Step Beyond. That was a good one. You know,
I never seen it. Oh, I have not. I've never seen this movie.
They got a new updated version of what is it, The Twilight Zone, where they got Forrest Whitaker as the host. You know, and it's in color, so they got a whole lot of updated versions. I've been watching that too, and that's got a lot of metaphysical information in those particular series and that new Twilight Zone. So
they show you right in front of our face, man. To the ones that can see, gonna see, man.
That's
the ones that can see like
that's
us,
it.
We see. They tell us every damn thing we need to know, man.
That's
fun,
it.
Man.
That was the point I've got with 45, the president 45, which is his name is his number. 45, Donald was 5. Trump is 4. He just turned his number around. 45th president, where he was 54 by his name, Donald Trump. And this is why I was telling people, he was giving messages behind the words he was using with the numbers. He was saying the right thing, but people were all wrapped up into the word. Oh, he racist. He put y'all into say shit again. Race is 14. That's part of the game. Color is 14.
Yep.
That's part of the game. They've been using color and race on us for the longest. Shit, we got people in our own so-called damn ethnic background that will fuck us more than any other ethnic group will. Quicker.
Yep, one of them is Obama, man. Hey, I sent y'all to listen after that. I see you listen, all the politicians that own slaves, their family own slaves after that. I sent you to listen. But, that's why Obama, his white side of the family had slaves. That's why he say he for reparations, mm-hmm. man. Okay? And the only president that didn't have no slaves in their family was Trump. Even the damn, I had to tell these people, even the damn peanut man now, ain't like, everybody loves Jimmy Carter? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
his family was sitting on the porch drinking fucking mint julep while our folks was out there picking them damn peanuts, man.
Yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
The coming out, man. We're in the book of Revelation right now. The seventh seal already been opened, man. So this stuff is fun to see this. Every time they cry, I'm laughing, man. They cry. They can't even have the sun right now, man. The sun tying their ass up, man. I love it. This time of year, I love it. The sun melting their ass like that Wizard of Oz. That's why they try to go out to carbon dioxide and shit. Carbon dioxide of what trees want, man. They run that bullshit with this damn climate change, man. Trying to stop carbon dioxide.
Well,
trees,
I said
man.
In the previous show, that's what all this so-called Canadian fire, these chemtrails, all of this, what it's basically coming down to is they're terraforming the planet. That's why terraforming is 50. That's the five. They're terraforming it, as we say, for aliens. Alien is 14 to 5.
Yep.
It's coming from the clouds. Clouds is 23 to 5. They've been telling us the 5 that Christ was going to come back to the cloud, but they giving us another Christ, y'all. They're giving us something else altogether.
Yep.
While we looking up. They bringing it down, and we snipping it in, see?
Mm-hmm.
But, they definitely terraforming the planet and telling us, again, as you said, the carbon dioxide, which that's the only carbon footprint that we leave is what we breathe, our carbon footprint. All the other carbon is all the manufacturing factories that they are emitting all these carbon toxics in the air.
Yeah.
So, they're changing the planet. This is why they got us running around here talking about global warming and climate change.
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
No
right.
such
That's
thing.
Right.
The earth
That's
takes
right.
care of itself. Humans
That's
cannot affect the earth.
So.
The earth will kill us off before we kill the earth. What happened with Noah? Didn't they damn flood us out? The earth will protect itself. See?
That's right.
So that's the age of Aquarius anyway, family, is the air sign and water bearer. It's getting ready to bear some more water on our ass.
Yes,
see?
Sir. Yeah.
They're telling us we ain't got a flood. He ain't got a flood, but the waters is gonna mess us up because, again, they corrupting and what? Putting toxics in the water, trying to kill us with the water. When we talk about Flint, we talk about all the other places with the water. They contaminating it. So it's just like it said, everything that they put out is going to come back and bite them in the ass. It's going to
tear
their ass.
So
everything that they're trying is going to backfire.
Yeah,
and it's doing
right.
it.
Calamity.
It's doing
that's
it.
Right. The book being fulfilled.
Yeah.
That's why the animals tear their ass up. Alligators, sharks, everything. They like white meat. They done ended up dog meat from us a long time ago. That's why the animals tearing their ass up. Polar bears, the black bears tearing their ass up. It's beautiful,
excuse
man.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes,
go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Yes.
Brother Eddie, are we going over?
Yeah,
12.
Well, we can go over it a little bit because it's almost 10 o'clock. So, yeah, we can go over, especially if we got people on the line that's listening and taking notes, even though they don't want to call in and say nothing. If they want to keep listening, yeah, we'll go over and give them some more information. And we'll go over for a couple of minutes or so, or depending on how deep we are in the conversation when the time is up. Because, again, we can only go what they allow us, because at any time after 2 hours, we know they can cut us off. So
yeah.
we'll go.
I Oh, not to cut you. I appreciate y'all having the show, man. You and Dry Bones, Antoinette, Eddie, because all these other niggas in the town, why, man, got a holiday. They think they take their ass off. We ain't got no time for no damn holiday shit, man. So I appreciate you, Eddie, Antoinette, and Dry Bones, sticking the schedule.
Thank you. We appreciate you as well.
Oh, yeah, we definitely, like I said, we appreciate, you know, and much love, like I say, to the family listening audience for your time and space, you know, because, hey, you could be doing other things. You know, you can be spending your time out partying or out with your friends doing whatever it is. But, hey, when you take the time to tune in to the class, then you here for a reason. You know, you here to get fed some information. You ain't here because we ain't here to just stroke of ego, you know, because we ain't looking for people who slip dipping and ego tripping and body snatching, because that's what's happening.
That's right.
You know.
Every time I call in, we gonna learn today. Y'all coming? We gonna learn today, ain't it?
That's what it's about. That's called five, baby. Five is learn. Learn is 14, baby. We gotta learn this. We gotta learn. That's why I say I got five on all this, because I'm learning every day, baby. A new five, a new four, a new two, a new three, a new all of this, and connect it together. And connect it. Like I remember, Wes, when I was giving one class and I was saying three and I was bringing all the negative threes, and he's like, wait a minute, I got three is in my name, three is in my birth. Oh, well, three ain't bad. No. No, I'm just giving the negative things to three. You got balance. You got the good sides of three. It's called right. It's called correct. Right is 30. Correct is 30. Order is 23. See, when I say Messiah is 30, I say Heavenly Father is 57, which is three. I say Mother God is three.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can keep going on. Three to me is Chocolate City, which I was given last week from Parliament. Comes to Chocolate City, comes to three. Christ
Brother
consciousness
Eddie, before you go
comes
on,
to three.
Brother Eddie, before you go on, we got to give out the number.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we have 11 minutes left in this live broadcast. If you wish to continue to listen, or to, if you have a comment or
question,
you know,
comment,
something that you
concern,
want to say to us, you have to, yes, thank you. You have to call in now. Brother Eddie,
the number
you want to
is 515. The number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
And your contact information.
Oh, my contact is eharris12764@gmail.com. So, yes, family, like I said, keep your head to the sky. And listen to what I said. I didn't say, look up at the sky. Keep your head to the sky. Because when you got your head horizontal and your head is to the sky, that means I can see the sky and I can see the ground. I can see from side to side, your peripheral vision. So you want to be able to square everything up, that square right there, up, down, side to side. See, only thing you can't see is in the back, because you got that five on it. Because when you're seeing up and down, left and right, that's four. And then you can see in the front of you, that's five. You ain't got eyes in the back of your head, so you can't see behind you unless you turn around. Or you fine-tune your five senses, and you're able to use your senses as eyes and see behind you. That's an old martial art technique to become very sensitive and be able to use your senses to feel what you can't see. And that's basically what you're able to do. You're able to feel anything or anybody coming up. And when I say thing, I mean thing. So something thrown at you, a shuriken, a dart, a spear, you can feel it. Because, again, as they say, your hair will stand up on your neck. All of those are numbers besides just the words that they're saying. So, yeah, your senses are kicking in. This is why right now we're getting to that point to where we're actually becoming aware of our dreams. A lot of people are seeing now that their dreams are tag teaming over to their reality.
Yes.
They're seeing things in their dreams, and they're seeing things now that they saw in their dreams a year ago, a month ago, 6 months ago, a night ago. We're being able to now put together what we were seeing in our dreams to what's happening here in the real world. This is where we are. But again, being connected to nature, you won't be mistaken by the artificial intelligence or the, as they say, the augmented reality that they're trying to use, even dealing with the metaverse, dealing with artificial reality, artificial virtual reality. Because more and more, I'm seeing these different commercials that's pushing the virtual. And, ooh, my brothers and sisters in Illinois, especially Chicago, be very, very careful now, especially for those who are going to what's quote-unquote called higher learning, higher education. And the three major colleges here, Chicago State, UIC, University of Illinois, and Northern University, all in Chicago, have been basically backed by Mark Zuckerberg, has given these colleges over $250 million to research the new technology and the metaverse that he's pushing, along with new vaccines for whatever is introduced to the public. Then come to find out that the governor, J.B. Pritzker, wants Chicago to be the new, that just slipped my mind, family. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And California, the place that they got. Silicon, thank you. Ooh, Silicon. He wants Chicago to be the new Silicon Valley. He's got all type of investors now to come here and to bring what was done in California with Silicon here in Illinois to the Midwest. Because, again, Chicago, as I've been saying for years now, has always been the blueprint to what every other urban community they want to look like. They want Chicago to be the model. And every other, especially Midwest, heartland, and there's no wonder why they call it Midwest. Midwest is 32. Wow. Heartland is 32. It's all the five right here in the middle, baby. So, yeah, they want to bring all this right here to Chicago and push it from the middle again, throwing that pebble in the middle of the pond and watch those ripples go outward now. So now it's going to start in the middle, and it's going to ricochet out, outward, 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 with all of this nonsense that they're pushing with artificial intelligence, AI, with the metaverse and everything Zuckerberg's trying to do, with Silicon Valley and everything that they've been doing. Oh, they are, as they say, at warp speed. They finna rev this up to the utmost, family, because, again, we are waking up finally, and it's too many of us waking up, and that's the beauty. It ain't just me or Brother Wes or Dry Bones, Brother D, Sister Antoinette, Brother Kwame. I can go on to a litany of names that on our shows and in our classes that it's too many people, because all of these people I mentioned, they talking to other people that ain't on in these classes. They're family members, because I only got one real family member who basically tunes in to our class. Everybody else in my immediate family, I got to talk to on a personal level and give them information, which, again, when I'm talking, oh, they into it. But it's just like out of sight, out of mind. When I'm not there and I'm not giving it to them, they're not getting nothing else from nobody else. They go right back to that same place that they were in, waddling in that filth that they've been programmed to think that it's all right. It's all right. You know, that's why, like I said, I don't want to take nobody's Christmas or nobody's holiday away. I know how I celebrate every holiday by the number, because every one represents the truth of how I see the Creator. But how I attach all these numbers to the holiday, to truth, to my message, to my story that I'm delivering. See, we all got one, but when I'm getting a regurgitation of Christmas by somebody else's definition, because remember, I've been here over 60 years. So I've been here in this shit for over 60 years as a child, all the way up. So something wrong if we keep regurgitating the same thing and ain't nothing changed. So something wrong. Somebody crazy. And I don't think the people who put it in our face crazy. I think we the crazy ones that keep repeating the same garbage. We ain't changing it. We keep repeating it. And then we put it on our damn children. That's a shame. We should be ashamed of, oh, I'm doing it for the babies. I'm doing fireworks for the children. Nigga, please. Stop. And then what gets me is what we talked about on previous classes during this time. Here in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, I'm not sure about Michigan, fireworks are illegal. Why in the hell is Walmart, Walgreens, Target, all of these big base stores selling illegal fireworks and ain't nobody arrested? You got people on corners, people in gas stations selling all of these fireworks and ain't nothing being done. I almost thought about getting something together with the VA to make a protest against my fellow veteran brothers who have PTSD, who can't deal with all these fireworks and explosions because they have flashbacks. See?
Yeah.
Why hasn't the military even gotten into this and pushed this off? Because this is their law. The military didn't come up with this law. They came up with it and said that these fireworks are illegal, and they're not enforcing it. Haven't enforced it since I've been growing up. I've been hearing the shit. When I was back in the day, I cannot deny, I was popping fireworks, M80s, cherry bomb, every damn thing, skyrockets, sparklers when I couldn't get that when I was too young. All this stuff, I was into it too. But it's just like maturity. You got to grow out of it. How many old-ass grown-ups do we have? Grown. They acting grown. But they haven't matured at all. Still doing childish things. 50, 60-year-old men walking around with their damn pants sagging. Nigga, we wasn't brought up like that. What got you doing that shit now? That wasn't even a fad. Yeah. It wasn't even a style when we was coming. Nigga, you older than me, and you can't pull your pants. What is wrong with you? See? This is a program at its best.
Yes.
See? So it's so much, but again, it starts at home. You know, I'm not going to tell another child to pull his pants up when I got boys and they ain't got their pants. No, I'm starting at home. Nigga, you better pull your pants up. And don't let me see you in the street with your pants sagging, because I'm going to walk behind your ass, and I'm going to hit you in the motherfucking head, and I might hit you with a fucking hammer to the red meat show or the white meat show. But I'm going to hit your ass, and I'm going to hit you with power, knock your ass out, because I done told you. Because like I was taught, when you leave this house, you represent your family, your mom and your dad. You representing us.
That's
you're not
right.
going out here
yes.
looking like no slob, and you representing this family. So, no, my boys didn't do that, or let me rephrase that. They didn't do that shit in front of me. They didn't do that shit. When they left the house, they were straight. They were together. Now, when they got what they got at school or whatever, hanging with their boys and they wanted to do it, to perpetrate, okay, fine. But like I said, don't let me walk up on your ass, you know, and you got your pants sagging because you with some little punks and you trying to perpetrate for them.
Yeah.
I'm embarrass you like
That's
a mother because
right.
I'm going to knock your ass. You going to be on the ground when I finish with you. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm going to sucker punch you. I ain't even going to give you a chance. You ain't going to be
well,
no clean
good.
Fright. You
that's
my son. I'm going to knock your ass
yeah.
out. And when I drag
that's
your ass home,
thing.
I'm going to tell you what I did. See? No, I don't play. And my children know. Daddy don't play. Granddaddy don't play. I was babysitting my grandson a couple of weeks ago while my daughter was gone. And he knows, if you got him sagging, or what, do you better not let me see it. He 19, you know. So he's my baby of all of them, but he's still grown, 19. He ain't in high school no more. So you better not be doing that dumb shit, you know, because you definitely ain't in no gang, and you ain't wearing no colors and all this bullshit. So, no, don't wear it, no. Nope. Like I said, I'll turn around and drop your ass in a heartbeat. I will drop your ass. So, no. So I talk to a lot of young males that I deal with in their 30s and constantly ask them that, man, who want to see the crack of your ass, man? Who want to see your dingy ass draws, you know? So, no, man, and if you with me, no, you can't get in my car with your motherfucking pants. I don't want your butt print on my damn seat, your crack butt
okay.
on my seat. And then, no, pull your pants up before you get in my car.
A lot of them don't even know why they're doing it.
And like I said, it's a fad. They just following
yeah.
a fad. And they never question themselves why they doing it. They just do it. But that's why I said it's up to the parents, just like questioning your children about anything. You question them why, you know?
Yeah.
Because, again, I always told my sons this. If you can give me a reasonable answer behind something that I question you about and it's reasonable to me, I raise my hands. Bro, you can go ahead. You got me. If it's reasonable,
yeah.
I'm cool. But if you can't give me no goddamn reason, or especially a good reason, it ain't going on.
Yeah.
See, but that, like I said, everything that happens, it basically starts at home. If you didn't have anything or anybody in your home.
They did. Yes. They did it in the beginning when they first started, and I would constantly get after them about, pull your pants up. And, they got it, and they stopped. But, I mean, I would see, other young people. I mean, I even seen an older person, like you said, one that was my age with his pants sagging. I looked at him like, what in the world is wrong with you? No wonder your son's pants is hanging.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All you got to do is tell them if a dog or something get at them or something, they got to run or fight. They weren't ready to get away. They weren't ready to defend themselves.
You
know, dog come at them. That's their dumb ass. And that sag and spell, you turn the words around, that's niggas. See, we in the habit of reading from left to right. But if you start like you do your letters and numbers, the Hebrew was read from right to left. So
yeah.
when I see a word... I flip it around and start reading it from right to left. Everything these demons say, I do the opposite, man. Everything they tell me, I say, I do the opposite, man.
That's it. We got to start somewhere, and you got to get a foundation on what we're doing. And that's it. That's part of, again, game recognized game. That's your foundation.
Sir.
That's connecting the dots is your foundation. You know, once you got a foundation, you can build a sturdy house. You can build anything sturdy on a strong foundation. And we got to have a stronger foundation than the discussions we're having about what they say all the time. They. No.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
No. See, so I can't keep listening. Right. I can't keep listening to people keep talking about they. What about us?
Gee, I
As
can't get
Michael
my file,
said,
man.
Right. All I want to say is that they don't really care about us. So why we keep talking about what they saying if they don't care about us?
See,
that's crazy as hell.
Every time you use that they word, you giving they ass free space in your fucking head. Rip free, man. I can't, the motherfuckers ain't paying me nothing. I can't let them be in my
that's
head rent free, bro. Hell no.
That's the key. That, I was going to say that when you was talking about free, a free slave.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they living rent-free in somebody else's mind. There you go. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep.
And that's, excuse my word, answer that, but hey, I can't let nobody mind fuck me, man. Okay? Keep your dick out of my fucking head, man. Ain't nobody mind fucking me, man.
No,
sir.
Yeah. I ain't used that one in a while. Just like I said, The only people that have ever pimped me has been my children and my wife when I was married. That was the only people to pimp me. Ain't nobody going to live rent-free or pimp me, you know. So, like I said, yeah, that's it. You know, because I admit, you know, when my children were children and they were still under my roof, yeah, they lived rent-free in my mind because every time I went to work or went somewhere, they was number one. Are they okay? Are they all right? Did I leave them in good hands, even if it was at school? See, because I didn't trust schools either. See, especially in the hoods here in Chicago, I didn't trust these damn schools. And like I said, I got my last education in high school was from a Catholic school. And that was the best school that I went to because that's the most learning that I did. And I can't really give all the credit on it being a Catholic school. The credit was that it was a Catholic school that was an all-boys, and the key for me, it was an all-boys black Catholic school. It was the only all-black Catholic school in Chicago. So with that, I didn't have no girls on the mind, nothing. It was all about studying, all about learning. So I didn't have no distractions as far as the opposite sex, and no distractions as far as color in the school. Being anything dealing with racial this or racial tension that. The only Caucasians we had were the teachers. You know, most of the fathers there, not all, but the majority of the fathers were white. But I love that too because that's where I am now because I got in trouble. It wasn't trouble for me. It was trouble for them because I questioned everything in religion class. I love religion class because I had the teachers going. And, you know, my classmates, man, you're going to get in trouble questioning. Man, are you crazy? They the teacher. If I don't know, I'm supposed to ask. You the one that's crazy.
Yeah.
You scared to ask. Fuck you. Shit. If y'all so good and Catholic, you going to teach me what it's supposed to be a religious follower. You know, which, again, I did go from one stage to the other. I started off as an atheist. And from an atheist, I went to an agnostic by the time I became a junior. But a freshman, they basically didn't want to let me in because I put on my application an atheist. And they looking at me, a 14-year-old, what in the hell do you know about atheism? I broke that shit down, came back in the junior year and told them, okay, you can change it now. I'm no longer an atheist. They started smiling. I said, I'm an agnostic. And they looked. And they actually had to go get the damn dictionary to get the definition of agnostic, you know. Because, again, when I told them, like we, the white man ice cola, they didn't believe me. So you got to go get Merriam or Webster to see if what I'm saying is right or wrong. But then when they see I'm saying the same thing the dictionary say, they like, oh, well, I guess you're right. Yeah. I say, but I've grown because you see, being an agnostic, I'm given that possibility of something greater than myself now, other than being an agnostic and saying no to everything. No. But now the agnostic is saying, hey, I know that there is something greater than me. So, yeah, I had matured from one stage to another And it was only when I went in the military and did all that flying going to Korea when I was up in the sky for over, what, 8 hours, 12 hours, that's when I found God in that plane for all that time, because that's who I had my conversation with. And, hey, from that point on, I've been on this mission, you know, but a different way, because like I said, I never pushed God the way anybody else pushed it. And now with numbers, I'll never push it the way anybody told me, because it's a number behind it all. And we just don't see the number behind all the words we say have the same. No, that's why I say the words change. We all using different words. But when we really realize that those words that we have so much faith in and so much hold to come up to 4 and 5, 45, the 9. 4 plus 5 is 9, family. That's why we all born in 9 months. It's the feminine. It's the 9. So, yeah, that's who we on and we getting to, because that's the information of all the learning we're getting. Learning is 9. Information is 9. It's all the 9. So that's when you get to the 9. Because, again, that's what we're getting back to, the spiritual completion. They've turned 9 upside down and made it a 6. That's the program. That's the program they put us in. They flipped the script. We've been saying everything's upside down. That's why upside down comes to 40. And we heard that song, upside down. Girl, you turn me inside out. I know they say boy, but I ain't got no boy turning me. No, it's girl, you turn me inside out, round and round. Yes. See, upside down, family. That's where they got us. And that's what we still pushing, an upside down understanding. Because that's what they got us in, a under mode. We under the gun, under pressure. No, it's not being under, it's being inner-standing, not understanding, overstanding. That's why overstanding, inner-standing is the same number that comes to God, y'all. It comes to truth. Your truth is in your inner-standing and overstanding. That's the truth we're looking for. We ain't looking for no garbage that they gave us, but that's why that understanding, overstanding is 13, the 13th Amendment. This is why, again, 13 colonies, that's what they started off with. We don't see metaphysics in the damn flag that we see, the stars and stripes. And we see that that's metaphysics. Meta is 14, which is 5. But don't they have 50 damn stars on the flag? Physics yeah. is 31. Don't they have 13 stripes on the flag? That's metaphysics right in front of us. 50 stars yes, and 13 stripes. Metaphysics, family. But we didn't see it. All we saw was the 50 stars and 13, the red, white, and blue. Quit it, y'all. This shit is hidden in plain sight. All of it. All of it. We just ain't saw it, so we can connect the dots from the past, the present, and the future. Even the future things that we're talking about now, dealing with technology, it's got the same damn numbers I'm talking about. They ain't changing the numbers. It's just the word. They keep giving us new damn words, new etymology, you know, for a new generation. Just like the generations in the past, we call back in the 60s, we call the police, they was 14. We call them the Fuzz. Fuzz is 14. Then we changed the name later to 14, called them cops. Cops is 14. Police is 20. See? That 2 and 5, that gives us that 7. But yes, all of these things, like I say, is hidden right in plain sight. And all we got to do is take time to decode everything. Can be decoded. Decode is 23. Code is 14. It's the same thing. You decoding the code, y'all. The 5 recognize 5. We decoding it. And like I said, they know it. They hear it. They can't stop it. See? Ain't no stopping us. It ain't me. You can stop me. But shit, No, it's more than me. It's us. That's why I thank us. Ain't no stopping us now. Ain't no stopping us, baby.
That's why they try to make that word woke a bad word, man. Try to say that's bad shit. Okay, because somebody woke. Get the hell out of here, man. Just like they did Uncle Tom. Got her saying Uncle Tom was bad. Uncle Tom was a hero, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why
woke is 14, Brother West. So, yeah, they going to always tell us the wrong thing. That's why, like I said, I got 5 on it. When you say any word with 5, I'm on it, man, because woke is 5. So, yeah, y'all can say that shit if you want to, but no, I done peep your whole car. That's why card is 13. They playing games with us. That's why I was saying shit. When we think about it, when I did the last class and we was talking about 7-Eleven, see, 7-Eleven, when I say that, the first thing people think about is the damn convenience store 7-Eleven, or they think of the crap game 7-Eleven. That's your winning point, your first blow, 7-Eleven. You know, if you don't get it, then you get
that's,
point. You're going for that number.
That's when the Moors took over Spain at 7-Eleven, man.
That's it. That too. Exactly.
That's something. Yep.
I ain't used that, Wesley. You just took me back. I used to talk about that, man, about 10 years ago, when I was getting into the Moorish learnings, and I had met some Moorish brothers who was giving me they knowledge of the Moors, and yeah, I found out about the 7-Eleven then. But back then, 10 years ago, I wasn't into the numbers. So I forget. As soon as you said that brought it, I was like, man, I didn't even bring that up when I was talking about 7-Eleven, you know, and what that is. But again, like I said at the end, when we see that it's all connected, this is all understanding that we should be able to see or find truth or God revealed, which is Christ, and all of these things we do. So 7-Eleven, most people would never see it, but even the convenience store gave me insight. Why do you have a 7 for a number and the word 11 instead of the number 7-Eleven? You got the word and the number. So I was like, okay, but it made me get even deeper that when I really looked at it, 7-Eleven, 7 is God. 7 comes to 22 or truth. And 11 is 23, which is Christ. Well, 7-Eleven is also as above, which is 22, so below, 23, 7-Eleven. See, we don't see any of that because all we see is what they put in our face, which is basically a damn convenience store ran by foreigners. It's not even ran by people who are from this country. It's foreigners, you know.
Yep.
So what is that telling you? So, again.
They took used our stuff against us, man. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
With our power, dumb niggas are telling our power, and they get used. It's been used against us. So now we take our power back and flip the shit right back at their head.
What's the saying goes biblically? No power formed against us can prosper.
No question formed
so
against
whatever,
us. No
what
weapon.
Was that, Antoinette? Yeah, say it right. Say it again.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Okay, thank you. It was weapon. I said power. No weapon. And that's thank you for correcting me because weapon is 16. Weapon is 16, which is 7. For us, 16 or the 7 is our melanin. Melanin is 16 or 7. That 7 is your consciousness. Consciousness is 52, the 7. That 7, 16 is your soul. That's why they say your soul is your consciousness, because they're both 7.
Yep.
They didn't do nothing but change the word. When they say it, once you get into the number, you know they're telling the truth. That's what it is. Yeah. That's why our consciousness, which contains the melanin, that's that ether, that's the connection to ether, to the whole thing, everything, the beginning and the end. See, But when we don't know we are a part of that, it's just like when they talk about all of these eclipses. The eclipse is no more than an event that we are a part of. That's why eclipse is 29-2. An eclipse brings the shadows. Shadows is 29-2. This is why they called it dark shadows. Shadow is 29, eclipse is 29. The eclipse is just the shadow. See? So when we see the number, we can see what else they putting it to that we don't see, that they keeping us in the dark. See? They purposely and then got us afraid of that number 13 that's called dark.
Yep.
All these movies called dark. Yeah, that's what it got you.
In the dark.
Right. Every movie that they got out that they talk about dark or darkness are scary terror movies dealing with horror. So, again, you're afraid of the word, not knowing the number, but they got you afraid of the number 213 of all numbers. What is that? I can't think of their word for the fear of the number 13. It's a phobia. Just like you got phobias of height and spiders, you got the word for fear of the number 13. You know, but why? See? This is why
they go back to biblical days when the book of Esther, that's Purim. Okay, when Haman told that lie to the king and they were going to try to kill our folks on the 13th. But Haman told the king, and the king flipped the script and killed their ass on the 13th. That's why they don't like 13.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, everything has a reason why they doing what they doing. But it's just like if 13 was so damn bad, why did they name their original damn colonies 13 colonies that became 13 states?
Thank you.
Why do they use the abbreviation for United States of America, which is the USA 13, FBI 13? They using these numbers everywhere. That's why Pope is 13. Why you think the Jewish people want to be a Jew? They Jewish, but Jew is 13. See? They know who we are. They want to be us. That's
right.
Why they Jewish. They can't be us. See?
That's right.
You know, so no, I'm not into their definition of what they call. I'm into the number. I know what y'all using behind these words that y'all want to claim who you are. You want our number. That's what you want, who we really are. But see, we don't know who we are. That's why we don't know ourselves by the number of what's being said by the words that they use of English. See?
That's right.
Once we see ourselves in the number, we know the gods that we are. That's why God is 13. We the original family. The original God. That's why.
The crazy shit, they got us, mostly black women, a lot of us, copying them, and they copying us, man. What the fuck, bro?
How long have they been doing that? They did a movie with Bo Derek called 10 years ago where she had braids, what they call cornrows, so that she could look like she was a black woman running down the beach with her damn cornrows flopping in the wind. Plus, again, they want to be us and we want to be them. They want their hair perm to get body. We want our hair perm to be straight. See? Well, that's kind of mixed up. They want to get in the sun to get a tan, and we want to use... we want to use bleaching cream to make our skin look lighter. They want to get suntans and go to tanning salons to get darker. You know, what's the old saying? Opposites attract.
Yeah.
See, that's that old golden rule, but I had to change the word. It's opposite attractions. See, your attraction is to the opposite. That's why attraction is 39, opposite is 39.
Yes.
So that's how I bring the words and I use it. I don't care what they say. When I see the numbers are the same, that's how I roll. That's why I roll, damn it. I'm on a roll.
Yes, you are. Let
and
me,
that
let me
R-O-L-L
say this.
R-O-L-L is 11 when you on a roll. But then you got to know your role. What role do you play? Because the role you play, as you say, role, that role is 14. R-O-L-E is 14.
Yeah.
See? So what role are you rolling with?
Yes.
What's that, Brother Wes?
Brother, if I could just say this. Y'all, you're on the line. If you have a question or a comment, please press the number one and I can open up your line so that you can be a part of this conversation with us.
And I'd like to add, family, yeah, this is a real conversation for me because I'm not at home. I'm visiting and I'm out of town and I don't have my notes with me like I usually do in my book. So I'm doing this off the top of my head, but I know enough of this now where I know exactly what the numbers are. I talked to Antoinette last week where I was telling her about the class we was going to have. So a lot of this is stuck in the brain. It ain't going to leave because it's dealing with the five and where we was talking about the 76 and everything that comes in 76. So like I said, once I get a number in the word, it's there. It's locked in for me. So that's how I can remember this more than I can remember a conversation that we might have yesterday or last week. I can remember words and numbers more now, you know, but that's, again, it's as you say, it's a blessing and a curse. Because, again,
yes,
sometimes my short-term memory is terrible now, you know, but the things I remember with these words from way back and up, and it makes me remember dates and times. You know, most people are like, how you remember? Because it's the same number, man. You know, when I see Valentine's Day, I relate Valentine's Day to Columbus. They say, how you do that? Because it's the same number. Columbus's number that they gave us that he found this so-called country was in 1492. He sailed the ocean blue. Bam.
Yeah.
14 ain't Valentine's Day on 92 is a 2. 9 plus 2 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. 14, 92, 14. Well, Valentine's Day is on the 14th. February 14th, 2/14.
Yes, it is.
Columbus Day. See, that's how I relate that. All, and everything else with those same numbers. That it's a lot of stuff, but I'm not going to do everybody's homework. It's out there. The numbers, like I say, don't change. They don't. They use it in history. They use it for dates. They use it for holidays. We just don't see it. All this stuff. It ain't do never change the name. The numbers keep staying the same. They don't change. That's the beauty of getting this. Once I got it and saw it, I'm like, man, this, and it don't stop. It don't stop, you know.
Yeah,
so I love it.
And I unlearn it. Once you learn something, see something, you can't unsee it and can't unlearn it.
Yeah, oh,
no,
you can unlearn. No, you can't unhear or you can't unsee what you've seen. But you can unlearn this shit because I'm unlearning all this shit now because, like we said, all this shit was a lie. So I'm unlearning all of this shit. That's
a lie. I'm talking about when you see the truth, then you throw all that garbage out. So I mean, once you learn once you learn the truth, then you can't unlearn the truth.
Yeah, you can't unlearn the truth. I mean, but again, you can know the truth and not speak the truth. Because how many people are doing that? They know what's true, but they still teaching us or telling a lie. They keep pushing and teaching a lie. They know the truth.
That's so real.
But
that's
that's why they better get what they deserve for doing all this lying, man. All this lying for to come back and smack them. Go ahead,
I have something that's 19 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
Y'all listen to this.
Dangerous is when the universe kick you and you put on the magic glasses. There's rules that go with them. You can never take them off. You never see things as they're supposed to be. You see things as they are. And you can never force nobody else to wear them. That's all.
Okay.
Right on.
Isn't that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet, he told me that. He told me that to my face. Once I see something, I get it. He right. With the magic glasses on, he told me that, man. You right. That's the prophet right there, man.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. That's like George told me. You got to put on your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta Lane.
Yeah.
Sunroof top.
I just want to tell you, your brain got sharper now. With that sun guy or whatever, your brain sharp. You sharp, man. You made a lot of progress. I got to give it to you.
Who's that?
Sister Antoinette. You made a lot of progress.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. But, hey, that's what's happening. And again, that's what we're doing. We're, like I said, we are to that stage where we're leaving religion behind. And like I said, 76, that poor, we're coming to the spiritual. Spiritual is 40. It's the poor. So that's what it is now. We're not in the confusion of religion the way religion was taught. See, it's not that it was wrong, it was taught wrong. See, and they still teaching it wrong. Because again, any of these religious leader bastards that I come in contact with, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, who again, don't talk to me no more, had their phone numbers, don't call me or don't answer my calls anymore once I drop that book on metaphysics and numbers. Because when I brought it to Jesse and threw down Revelations 13:18, he didn't want to talk to me no more. Father Flager, a white pastor here in the black community, been basically ushering black people to do this and the other. He's the only preacher here in Chicago that has an image of a black Jesus in the front of the church when you come in. Great. But again, you still pushing the wrong paradigm. Because when I came at him too with numbers, he ran. He didn't want to talk. You know, but you saying you doing everything. And I'm telling you, I got a blueprint to change a lot of this shit, but you don't want to give me the time of day. You know, please. And then Farrakhan, you punk ass that had everybody out there at the Million Man March under the pretense of the Jewish goddamn umbrella, calling it the Day of Atonement, which is a Jewish holiday. And you didn't repeat this and say that when you had the people out there following the Day of Atonement. This is our Day of Atonement. Nigga, why you got to use that shit? Come up with your own. But again, you working for him because you was paid by him, come to find out. He up there with the Jews getting paid before we had the damn Million Man March. He got paid. See?
Yeah, but that's
so again,
Flager,
no.
Hey, let me tell you something about Florida Flager, man. When I was up there, my damn car broke down right in front of that evil-ass church, man.
Okay.
It's a Walgreens.
Your
right
vehicle,
across it's a Walgreens right across from that church, right?
Right,
my car,
exactly.
My time is there, bust right in front of that church, man. I say, hell no, that's some evil shit, man. My timing belt just, man, I ain't know what happened, man. When that timing belt break, you don't know what's wrong with that car, man.
Oh, yes, sir, dude. That's what it is. That's why it's a timing belt. Your belt was on time, man. Your belt was telling you something, man. It broke, baby. It was time. And it was letting you know that, hey, even though this is called a church, this is an evil facility. It ain't right.
Yes,
something wrong with it.
Yes,
something
sir.
Is wrong. Yeah, so that was, hey, man, that's your car even told you that, man. Your car was letting you know, shit, if you don't know, I'm going to let you know. Shit, I'm going to stop you right here, and now you can't do nothing but sit here and wait and check it out. So, yeah, it's crazy, man. It is crazy. But, again, like you said, it's a beautiful time to be alive because we're now putting this all together. This is part of us fixing us, coming up with all these different methods and ways to break this cycle of senseless so-called institutionalized thinking with our minds. This is an institutionalized mindset we have, but institutionalized mind is also 7-Eleven. See, when we was talking about 7-Eleven, it's the institutionalized mind that we're pushing. See, that's the institute, and that's just why they like they call it an institution, aka penitentiary. This is why that seven institution is seven. Here's the box. Seven. They put your mind in a box. They institutionalize your mind. You in a box now. And they keep telling you for the longest, think outside that motherfucker. Think outside the box. Think outside your institutionalized mind. That program that you've been put in, think outside it. But we constantly push the education of the program by the institution to each other. And that's where I used to laugh, and then it's not funny anymore, sad. I used to laugh at listening to shows and listening to my brothers and sisters arguing with this English language. And to me, you're saying the same thing. You're saying the same number. It's the words that got you fighting each other. That's what's keeping us divided. The words and their definition, by the definition, we are divided by each word, by what we've really been taught and we think they mean. But when we see behind each word that number and we saying the same damn number, we'll stop talking the words. We'll stop fussing with each other.
Brother, we have a caller.
Yes, sister Internet. Okay,
we
please bring
caller.
Him in.
Code 313. I believe that's Ms. Kim.
Or Mother Paris. Oh no, that's 336 for Paris. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm wrong. Right, go ahead.
331. If you have yourself off,
take
yourself off.
Okay, there she is. How you doing, Ms. Kim?
I'm blessed. Blessings to everyone.
Yes, bless you, my sister. Good to hear you.
That's right. Here we are.
Yes, it is.
My volume is down, so I punched it with my, I came from Georgia to Pittsburgh, so it was still in Detroit. The air conditioning was up, and I just got one fan bounced, and ringing up, but it's been raining.
The humidity has been bad.
What I wanted to say, I'm glad you went through. We are made in the image of God.
Yes, we are.
God says that we are God. We're not the God, creator of all things. But we are God because we are made in his image.
Correct.
And what I want to also is, he says, let no foul catching come out of your mouth. I don't know how we got to where we are now. The person I know is Eddie Murphy. Because when Red Fox was just as dirty, but they didn't play him, children didn't hear Red Fox.
Right.
And that's right. Sneak, you know. And, I mean, it's second nature now, but that's one of the things that we got to work on. Because foul, that's what I wanted to ask you. What's the number of capacity of foul community?
Okay, you're not coming in clear on my phone, Ms. Kim. I can't hear what you asked me.
I've done something to my phone. They say I got viruses and all that, and somebody told me I gave them a virus. I got my volume all the way. But profanity and foul communications, I want to know what you're
talking about. Profanity and foul communications is what he wants to know about. I heard it this time on Brother Eddie.
Okay. Okay, foul is 18, which is, foul is 18. Communication is 38. So really, foul communications would be 9-11 if you're looking at it. 18 and 38 would come to 9 and a 2 or 9-11. So, yeah, we saw that happen in 2001. See, that was all part of it. That foul communication was 9-11, those two buildings falling. So when they fell, that was saying the people are going to fall because 9-11 comes to a 2. People comes to 20, which is a 2. 9-11, 9 plus 11 is 20. The people are 20. Fall is 11. The two buildings, the people have fallen. We went to the lowest of the low. See? So, and that's what they wanted, but not just the people. They brought the people down to introduce that 11 or 47, which is called transgender. Everybody's talking about it. That's a 2, 47. Transhumanism, same number, different word. And we will give two different destinations to transgender and transhumanism. To me, it's the same thing. It's the 9-11, the fall of the people, if we follow these idiots. See, because transhumanism and transgender, 11-11 or 22, the 4, is what they call themselves, LGBTQ, 22. See, 22 was what I was talking about on the previous class. It's pride. And isn't pride one of the seven deadly sins? Pride? And these people are pushing a damn pride parade? And we behind them put echoing this shit, pride parade or pride month? Get out of here. I'm not giving you that. I'm not even going to manifest that out my tongue to even call this month a pride month on the month that Juneteenth falls into. And I'm going to put y'all shit into Juneteenth of pride month and a pride parade. And it just so happened that this was the 52nd annual pride parade. They've been doing this shit for 52 years, family. This ain't just started. 52 years.
I've never seen it before.
Pride parade.
Until now.
Well, see, that's because it's, they're pushing it more now. Just go back and see when it started back in California. 52 years ago. It wasn't big then because it was still back then, as Michael Jackson said, keep it in the closet. They kept all that shit in the closet. See? Now they got it out in the open and they proud. See, they ain't keeping it in the, they proud of it. The symptom is proud. See?
The one that opened the door for the ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. But again, pride. You know, how we, you know, just like two, we've been talking about two with transgender and transhumanism, where rainbow is two. And I question, like I said, 15 to 12-year-olds a couple of weeks ago and asked them what was the rainbow. And the first thing they told me was the rainbow damn flag. Come on, family.
No.
These are children that ain't my children. But I still had to correct them when they gave me that. But I'm like, y'all mamas and daddies don't talk to y'all about, you know, it ain't got to be about the rainbow, but about transhumanism, about transgender, about any of these things. Well, what are you learning in school? If I ain't questioning you about nothing else, what are you learning? See? But for children not to even know that the rainbow's implication to not only the Bible, but to the chakras, to the darn colors, we and all they are being taught is, again, homosexual tendencies and sexual acts and toys to play with and rainbow flags and everything dealing. But again, just like Black history,
That ain't talk. We've been pushing Black history ever since we had Negro History Week. You know, before it became Black History Month, we had the week. And from that day to this, we still have not had Black history taught as a curriculum, not as a damn month, Black History Month, and teach it then and after the month, let it go. Get out of here. See? Once
First
we understand
of all,
that all
the
history
black
that they have.
Because we're not black.
Yeah. All the history they have, they got it from us because they didn't have a history before
they
took
know. Out. They got it from
See?
Us. They don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know because we don't
got, Yep, that's like I said, that's on us. When we, those of us who know,
that's
why they're trying
about.
To get rid of, yeah, they're trying to get
that's
rid of us,
I'm
the seniors
about.
That do
they
know.
Can't teach, they cannot teach Black history because they are not black.
Well, but again, like I'm saying, that's
they can
not
give
on
you
them,
phenomenon,
that's on us.
But they
we,
can't tell you how it is. They can give you a synopsis, but they cannot tell you how it is.
But that's what I'm saying with what you're saying. I'm echoing that. I'm only saying that's our problem because, again, we're
Absolutely.
Not teaching our own history. We're not
Absolutely.
Teaching our children anything. We've put them in the schools and the institutions to teach our children. So why do we complain when we ain't teaching them what we know?
Absolutely. Because your child's supposed to let you know what they learn.
That's it. That's it. That's That was the thing when I got home every day. My mama used to ask me, what you learn in school? Because, again, you know, being straight up, my mama didn't graduate high school. So as I learned, I was teaching my mama, didn't know it, but things that she didn't learn that I knew, especially with math, because I was a little math whiz. And that's why I guess I'm so good with numbers now. I didn't look at it as being a math wizard, but I love math. You know, I was in high school. And I was taking college courses. I was taking calculus in high school, trigonometry in high school. You know, other people, those were college classes for a lot of people. Shit, calculus to me, I was a junior in calculus. I was in algebra in eighth grade going to a high school, taking a high school course still in junior high. So not knowing how good, and again, the teachers weren't telling me how good I was. They was just promoting me, and I was just having fun with it. You know, now I'm having the best fun of my life using words and numbers and understanding this is what I was given this for, not to do math the way they taught me, but to do these numbers and the words the way they didn't tell me. And I could see things now that wasn't,
you're
I wasn't
doing,
able to see
you're
before.
You're doing what they didn't do for you, Eddie.
Yes. Exactly.
You're doing
yes.
what they did not do for you because
they do, yes.
if they had done what they were supposed to do, where would you be?
Oh, ooh, please. Oh, my goodness. Where would we all be if they did and didn't tell us, oh, you can't be a doctor, you can't be a lawyer, you can be a janitor, you can be a bus driver, you can be, you know, the little things they used to tell us as children when they asked what you wanted to be. And then the teacher would turn right around and say, well, you shouldn't be this. You'd be better being this instead of that. You know what? What you going to you ain't encouraging me. You telling me what I can't be and what I should be. Who are you? You know, no. You know, but that's the way the system was. And people can go back and you can ask them stories that they can recount how the teachers would tell them what they would be better suited to do and all, and that wasn't what the child wanted to do, and you're not trying to help the child be what it is he or she wants to be. You want to tell them where the system said what we should do, what we would be more adequate doing, you know, the same way they did in movies.
That's what my program was about the child
yeah.
using what God gave him, and I told him, your mama
mm-hmm.
and your daddy can tell you what to do. I'm your boss,
yeah.
and I want you to do what you want to do.
That's it. That's why that first five, which is 14, the MD, ain't a doctor. The first MD is your mama, M, and your daddy, D. That's the first MD. Your first teacher, that's why teacher is five. MD is five. Your mama and daddy is your first teacher. That's the MD. That's where it comes from. That's why home is 14:5. It starts at home, family. Home is the 5, not at school. School ain't the 5. School is public. That's why school is 21 and public 21. They call it a public school. See? Uh-huh. And when you send your child to a public school, you're just giving the government permission to do what they want to do with your child. That's why government is 39, which is 3, just like school, 21, public 21, government 39, permission 39. You just gave the government permission to do with your child what they want to do because they're in a public school. See?
But you know what, Brother
All
Eddie?
That adds up. Yes, ma'am.
When I went to school, I went to Brownson Elementary. I had a black principal woman who was the first black principal in the city of Detroit. That's what they told me. I haven't really checked it, but that's what I was told. And then Miss Poole was a kindergarten teacher. And I learned lift every voice in school, but now that I think about it, I learned lift every voice in church.
Okay.
So when I went to school and I was able to sing it, that made me a little star in school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you about something else, but the pride keeps coming back to me because when the pastor in the church asked me how did I like school, come my pride now. I'm 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I could count to 100 and I knew my ABCs. And the teacher didn't go past 10. I said, it's okay, but I know almost as much as that teacher.
All right.
But you see, that's your spirit, and that's what God has been working on me with, that spirit of pride. I had the pride because my mother was a perfectionist of knowing whatever I do, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. She wanted it to be perfect.
Yeah.
It was perfect. But I was as close as I could get. You know?
Oh yeah, we always strive for perfection, but I loved it. The words, the numbers, I just kept hearing four. I kept hearing God because he was like, you know, you working on that pride. Pride is 22-4. You know, God was working with you. God is 13-4. He's working with your spirit. Spirit is 40-4. So that pride, God, and spirit, it all ties in. This is why, yeah, it's supposed to be dealing with that spiritual essence. That's why they call it 31:13, the spirit of God. Spirit 31, God 13.
That's
pride that again, that you knew that was the God in you, even though that pride was there, you had to basically contain it because it only goes to a certain degree. Because you give all of that back to the Creator, as you say.
This is why I have to give credence. Because the first 5 years of my life, the first thing I remember is my church. Okay? And the first 5 years, I was the only child there. First five years of my life, I heard the word without being distracted. So I know God's got something for me to do before I leave.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And you've done a lot, but you already know you still got more to do because you're here. You're here. We're here for a reason if we still here.
Yeah.
How many of us that we know, friends and families that aren't with us anymore? See, so we're here for a reason.
Yeah. Another incident with pride. I was visiting in Alabama. This is in 1955, in the summer of 1955.
Okay.
My sister and I went downtown in Mobile, Alabama. when we got when the bus came, she got on the bus, put the money in the thing, got off the bus and went to the back door. Well, I didn't know that's what she was doing. I just walked on down the hall. But before I got to the back door, she got on the bus and there was only one seat and she sat down in the seat. Then. Well, where I was standing, there was an empty seat and I sat down.
Okay.
It didn't cross my mind that I'm in Alabama and I can't supposed to sit next to white people. The lady started, she turned crimson. And my sister grabbed me by the back of my dress and drug me off the bus. I was going to jump on her until I saw what I saw in her face. They sent me home without saying a word. When I got home, nobody said anything. That's the same year Rosa Parks did the bus stop. But my thing is, nobody said anything to me, so I don't want to... Nobody said a word.
Right.
Nobody said, did you say anything in Alabama? My mother didn't say anything when I came back here. Now, I feel somebody, they should have said something to me. Because I didn't understand that I had scared everybody. I'm going to cuss now. I scared the hell out of everybody.
Miss Kim, like I was telling the family, I think it was last class that we had, look up the generations from 1901 up to the modern times. So the children who aren't born now is seven generations. And the first generation in 1901 starts with the greatest generation. That next generation that was your parents that were born like in 1920 something.
No, my dad was born in 1880 something.
Your who?
My father.
Your father?
My father was born in, I think it's 1886.
Okay. Wow. And what about your mother?
She was born in 1919.
Okay, so she's part of the greatest generation, but that generation that didn't talk to you was under the generation, and it might be your generation too. It's called the silent generation.
That
generation, you know, didn't speak up and speak out. See?
Right.
So that was a lot. That basically told then why nobody was telling you about.
My generation is the one that's been silent. That the generation before me, and my father was in the generation before that.
Right, right. So he was in the generation before the greatest generation. Your mother was in the greatest generation, but you were in the silent generation. That was the generation, like you said, why people didn't say anything to you. They didn't tell you why you couldn't sit on the bus by white people and why. Your sister pulled you by the back and pulled you off the bus, and you didn't even get any confirmation or any description on what happened when you got back home to your own state. So, again, that was dealing with the silent generation and how they muted.
But I'm the silent generation.
Huh?
My mother was not in the silent generation.
No, I said your mother was in the greatest generation. In 1919.
Right, so I'm in the silent generation.
You're in the silent generation, right.
Hello?
So.
I was born in 1939.
Right. Right. So what the reason I was saying that is if you go back and you look at all of that and even the description of what they give for each generation, you can tell basically when you're talking to older people from that generation how they're going to come across dealing with the information that they gave and the generation that they came from, how they would speak. If they were the greatest generation, how they came with that fortitude of greatness, and if they were the silent generation, why a lot of the people in your generation were muted, they didn't say much, they basically stood back.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, well, that's great. No, I'm saying that's great because we get it from the horse's mouth who's a part of that generation. But, again, like you said, you don't agree with
that. The generation before me was quiet. They didn't tell nothing. That's why we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know I've always said for them to be the greatest generation, they were the loudest. You know, I mean, they fought. They were the ones. Yeah, I mean, boy, y'all were the protesters. Y'all were the ones that when you said something, y'all did it, and y'all did it in masses.
I don't, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Right, because and a lot of stuff, the generation before me said you should be seen and not heard. And that's why we were silent. But that's why we had problems, and that's why we got problems behind us, because a lot of stuff we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't passed down. Well, most of the Tuskegee Airmen didn't want to talk about what they went through.
Okay.
Miss Brown just went to D.C. and she visited with this couple. He's a Tuskegee Airman, and as a matter of fact, Billy's the only one that I've seen that really. Well, that I know, I can just say that. But we just got a lot of work to do. I'm sorry. Bless you.
Hello? Did we lose it?
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay. Yes. But see, that's great. See, that's why I love talking to my elders from the different generations, because again, what they say and what you actually know is two different stories. I can compare now, and I can side more with you from getting it from the horse's mouth than what they've put in books and said. But until we're able to do these things and see what's what, we can only go off of one variation of what we've been taught, what we've been told, what we believe to be true. And once we get it, like I said, the truth from individuals who lived these things, that's the beauty of it. And again, this is what they're trying to eliminate. All of our elders, all of us who have information to share that knows the truth, they don't want that to be shared. Because, again, this is why they are pumping all of this nonsense in the schools that they're pumping today. See?
Yeah.
My people
suffer for the lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. That's it.
That's
you know,
right.
And again, the three things that they concentrated on school for us to learn was reading, writing, and arithmetic. And we don't do that anymore. Just like we say, our children cannot write. They can print.
That's right.
But write the way we say cursive, writing to write, no, they don't write anymore, you know. And most of our children don't read, don't like to read, don't want to read.
Well, that's because they stuck the laptops and everything else in front of them now. And we did too. You know, the parents did too.
So it's pathetic now and then, just like, again, the arithmetic, our children can't count. I go to stores and go to a cashier that's young. She can't count. She got, if the register don't tell her what change I get, she can't do it in her head. If the machine went out and they couldn't use the machine to tally up, they'll pull out their phone and use it as the computer to get on where they got, I mean, to use it as the calculator. Pull up the calculator part and use it on the phone, because they can't do simple math. You know, so again, how long have we been hearing dumbing down America? And we can see now all of the resources or the repercussion of what was said back then and how dumbed down our children have become, because they're teaching them about homosexual everything. It ain't about reading, writing, and arithmetic and making sure that you can do the basics. They want you to know the basic nonsense.
How is that more important than them knowing how to take care of themselves?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Like I said, what they're teaching them today, we learned home economics, how to cook, how to sew,
yep.
How to be tailors. We learned all
they
these things. These children don't know nothing
else.
Now. Yeah, woodshop, music.
Yeah.
We had all those
yeah.
courses, and they took all of that out of school. All of it.
Yeah. How did they do that? How did they do that?
Because we didn't, as parents, no one was standing up to them.
Thank you, baby. That's all. That's what I want to hear. The truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. See, and again, the parents had music and had all this when we was coming up, and again,
yeah,
parents not talking to their children. Parents not talking
yeah.
to their children to ask them what they learned or what do they have in school. Do you have a library? Do you have a gymnasium? Do you have an outside that is culture to you going out for recess? What is your math teacher like? What is your teacher's name? I mean, asking them little questions like that so that they could start having conversations. Today, most of our children can't even have a decent conversation. Grunting when they
mm-hmm.
talk, they can't even speak, you know, with clarity. Or, yes, it's pathetic. It is pathetic. And it's like,
but Brother Eddie,
as you just said,
I want to tell you that the girl next door taught me my ABCs. And the girl across the street taught me to count to 100. So it's not just the family, but didn't it say a village? We used to have communities and neighborhoods. We don't have that now.
I was going to bring that to the table later on, but it's a good time to bring it now, that neighborhood comes to a one, community comes to a one. So your neighborhood and community is the same. This is why your community is just a bigger neighborhood where you stay. It's all on the one. That's why you is one. Your neighborhood is one and community. So your community, neighborhood, and you are all supposed to be together as one. But we don't do that. We don't do it. You know. See? So we, just like we say, we don't even call it neighborhood. We call it the hood. So how did the neighborhood become the hood? But again, we understanding what we're saying by the word, using the hood as a reference to neighborhood to put spice, as I would say, to the word. Because, again, this is what we did to the English language. We put a little pepper, a little spice in the words or the vernacular or the pronunciation when we use words that, as they say, we made it hip. You know, we made it viable, where everybody wanted to use that slang or that language that we use,
so,
that we created. So now that's what now happened. We now sold our soul. That's what has happened. We sold it, you know, because we're not using that soul. As I said, your soul is your consciousness. See? So we're not using our conscious soul anymore because we sold it when we signed any contract or document. This is why they call it your signature. Signature is seven. Soul is seven. Consciousness is seven. That's why we sell our soul when we sign that piece of paper, whatever it is. That's why you learned how to write your name. You sign that document. Signature. That's why writing is seven. You're writing. Written is seven. It's been written. So it shall be done. They know wrote this stuff years, decades, centuries ago. It's only coming to pass now. Things are coming. What has been written? What has been said? It's got to all play out. Not the way people want to, but it's playing out. And like I said, we're seeing.
When I was a child, You didn't have to have a contract because a man's word was his bond.
There you go. Love it. Yes. That's it. That's it. See? And that's why I tell people, excuse my French, Miss Kim, don't shit on me. See, because that's their program. Give me your word, because your word is bond. Don't keep giving me their word. That's their shit. When you give me your word, I know your word from their word. I've heard their word all my life from other people, regurgitating and repeating the signifying monkey of their word over and over and over again. You know, so when you give me your word, I know your word from their word. That's why your word is bond. But a lot of people not bonded their word by using a program, using somebody else's stuff that they're regurgitating that they're going to have to pay for, because that's you coming out your mouth. You repeating it, you using it, you got to pay for it. Yes.
We've got people that it's second nature for them to be bull.
Mm-hmm.
We got to work on that. We ain't got
yes. Nothing. Yes, yes, we got some work to do.
That's a weak link in our chain. So we got to do something. Our young, and here they come with that stuff. They're gonna let a child not tell their parents that they're going to change their gender. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't heard that. No, that's a new one. I'm glad I'm hearing it now.
That's the law, Antoinette. That's what that law is about in Washington State. That the child doesn't have to tell the parents if it's on the tablet that came. That they'll send the child somewhere